Alien!
The Upper Room.
It's the J. Rouse Show coming up next on the TGR's Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, 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 good stuff.
If you're ready, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm gonna make a do with a do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rouse Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
What's up, y'all? Hey, 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 welcome into another funky fresh edition of the J. Rouse Show. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. Let me do this. Mwah! Kisses for all the girls in the world with the exception of one, and she knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to all the fellas tonight, folks. Not only do we have a smooth listen lounge for you, but we're talking about love. Love is in the air. We're asking the question to QOD. When do you know that you have found the one? The person that makes all your dreams come true. Oh, we're going to talk about that tonight. But you know, we keep you updated. We have a weather update that's coming at you in about 30 minutes or so. We're only a few seconds away from a news update and a three-minute commentary. Then on the other side, it's the very best in the biz. It's the J. Rouse Show. It's the Wednesday edition. The Listener Lounge tonight. London soul music from the 80s. Oh, yeah, you know who we're going to be jamming tonight in the lounge. That's coming up in about a couple hours from now. So keep it here. Don't go nowhere. Sit back, relax. It is Wednesday. It's time to get your funk on. It's the J. Rouse Show, Wednesday edition, 347-850-1272. T.O., let's get the party started right.
It's a popcorn, man.
The J. Rouse Show starts now.
Go!
You never know. That's the point. Go.
You are about to experience the number one talk radio show on TGR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The Air Force says 34 nuclear launch officers at Malmstrom Air Base in Montana have been suspended because they cheated on a proficiency test. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
The investigation began into possible illegal drug use and ended up widening into a cheating scandal. Officers took part in sharing answers in monthly proficiency tests or knew about the cheating. Here's Air Force Secretary Deborah Lee James.
I am profoundly disappointed in the airmen that were involved in this, and I have directed certain immediate corrective actions take place.
James said it was a failure of some officers, but she has confidence in the security and effectiveness of the overall missile force. Meanwhile, 11 officers stationed at missile bases from California to England, including two at Malmstrom, are being investigated for recreational drug use. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
Authorities say it appears a 12-year-old boy who entered a middle school in Roswell, New Mexico yesterday began firing, may have warned some students. The boy, armed with a sawed-off shotgun, opened fire inside the school's gymnasium, critically wounding one student and injuring another. Pete Cassettis says the New Mexico State Police Chief.
We're still going through the social media, as I talked about, but we believe there were some preliminary warnings as he arrived at school, but we're working through those with those interviews.
Were they online?
We believe that they were in person to some select students that he ran into before he entered that gymnasium.
Officials say an 11-year-old was shot in the face. A 13-year-old girl was wounded but is in satisfactory condition. Authorities say it's still not clear what prompted the shooting. The government's accusing Walmart of violating the rights of protesting employees. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports the charges were included in the complaint filed by the National Labor Relations Board.
The NLRB says Walmart unlawfully threatened employees with reprisal if they engaged in strikes or protests at the start of the holiday shopping season in 2012. It also says stores in 14 states disciplined and terminated employees for exercising their rights. But the NLRB dismissed charges that Walmart changed employee work schedules or coerced them in retaliation for protests. Walmart has until January 28th to respond to the complaint. The case then goes before an administrative law judge who could force the company to pay back wages. The company said it looked forward to presenting its case to a judge. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
Troubled retailer JCPenney waited until after the stock market had closed to announce as part of an ongoing effort to right itself. The company will close 33 of its underperforming stores and eliminate around 2,000 jobs. That's come as Penney has been trying to win back customers with deep discounts as well as the return of some popular in-house brands. Stocks gained ground for a second straight day. The Dow was up 108 points today. The S&P 500 rose 9 points. You're listening to NPR.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the J. Ryle Show. J's 3-minute commentary starts now.
First of all, let me start off by saying thank you to everyone who wished me well on my birthday yesterday. It's very humbling to know that people would take time out of their day to wish you well on your special day. It touched me, and I just would like to say once again, thank you so much. And I made it a point to respond to each comment that was left on my Facebook page. Yesterday was a very special day for me, but it didn't start off well at all. My dog of 12 years, Rusty, passed away yesterday morning. And, you know, let me say this before I continue. People who never owned a pet would never understand. I've heard people say, oh, it's just a dog. Let me tell you something. I had Rusty for almost 12 years. Rusty was my best friend. Rusty was my little boy that I never had. There were so many things that he and I used to do together. And to be perfectly honest with you, I cried like a baby when I realized that my dog had passed. And it was very, very tough. It was a very, very tough day emotionally for me yesterday. The first person I called was Mr. Elias, because when things usually happen in my life that are not so well, good, bad, or indifferent, Mr. Elias is usually the person that gets the first call. And, you know, he called me back and he wished me well. And he said, look, you know, hey, I know how you felt about the dog. It's like, he was like a member of your family, and he was. And, you know, I guess what I would like to say, and I'm talking to my dog now, Big Russ, my man. You just don't know what type of profound impact you've had on my life. And I know people are saying, my God, he's talking about a dog. But this dog did. This dog was a very, very smart dog. He understood what I was saying to him. I could talk to him like I was talking to one of my boys. You know, I taught my dog how to wipe his feet when he came in if it was wet outside. I taught my dog how to open a door. Matter of fact, I didn't teach him. He taught himself how to open the screen door and let himself out. And I'm not talking about a doggy door. A regular person screen door. He opened the door when he wanted to go outside, and when he was ready to come back, he'd sit by the door and he'd bark, hey, woof, let me in. I am truly going to miss that animal. I didn't realize how much I loved and cared about that dog until I received the call from my daughter saying that he had died. And I tell you what, and for my kids who are huge dog lovers, it was a blow for them. So, you know, all I would say to people is, look, take the opportunity to go out and pick up a shelter pet. Bought Rusty from the shelter back in 2002, and he's been a part of my life ever since. So, rest in peace, big guy. I'm truly going to miss you. Godspeed. That's my thought. That's my opinion. And I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. L to the E to the S?
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
Man, ain't a damn thing crack-a-lackin', Mr. L. What the hell is crack-a-lackin' with your black ass?
Man, cool. Some I have some good sleep, man. But hey, I had to get up.
You were asleep,
man. I was like, wow. I didn't know I was that tired. I was that tired, man. Wow.
Hold up. You were asleep.
Yeah, I was, man. I ain't gonna sit here and lie and say I wasn't. Mm-mm.
So you went to sleep and you didn't realize the damn show was on. And then something woke your ass up and you decided.
Look, I woke up because, hey, I knew it was that time. That's why. You know, hell, don't play me. I took care of business. Is everything set up the way it's supposed to be? Then mind your business.
Hey, look, man, don't get all personal with me, dog. I mean, you know, you don't bring no attitude here, Mr. Elias.
I'm just saying, was that Jake King signed though? Was it on time?
Ms. Elias, man, listen, I'm starting to understand, man. I think you are an emotional guy, and I'm starting to realize this, bro. Listen, man, I'm not questioning your loyalty, big guy. You know, you're the man. Like I said, the 3-minute commentary, who's the first person I call?
Your ass up. I understand that, but you know, who woke your ass up? Like I did something wrong, but got back in me a little nap in. Hell, mind your business.
You know, man, I see you are a sensitive character, man. I'm starting to realize that, man. How's your day been going, Mr. Elias? I guess, let me start this over. How's your day, Mr. L to the E to the S?
It was great, man. I had a good day, man. I went to work and did what I had to do, man, and got off work and showed some people some things, man, and that was it, man.
Okay, now, you know you can't put that out there like that. Yeah. You showed some people some things.
No. Yeah, and show one of my coworkers where he could go to get some stuff that, you know, he shouldn't be going to get some stuff.
Some reefer?
And then he's like,
like some weed or some stolen products or what?
No,
you can't tell us. If you tell us, you had to kill us.
I can't. That. Yeah, basically, that's what it was. That's what it amounts to, Big Daddy.
Oh, damn, dog. I didn't know you rolled like that. But, you know, that's okay. I mean, listen, we all sometimes run into situations where we have to, you know, do stuff like that. And speaking of which, we have one coming up right now, like the damn match.
Oh, without a doubt.
Well, hey, that's really good, dog. You should have just asked her.
Momo B, would you take a bullet for a stranger?
A bullet?
Yeah, right. A bullet. Okay.
Miss Elliott, give her a mulligan, man. She didn't mean that. She didn't understand the question, man. Ask her again, man. Ask her again.
Don't ask me again.
Okay. You wouldn't take a bullet for a kid that was a helpless kid.
No, I would not. I'm talking for my kids. Yes. Anybody else's, you better look for your mama.
You better look for your damn mama. But there she was.
I knew I was looking good.
She was looking good as hell. She had on some damn Kenneth Cole shoes, Miss Elias. And a Versace. Blue. And that hair was kicking. Like Claude Van Damme. I want to ride. Momo B, baby. Baby, 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 baby. Hey, girl.
Hey, J-Rod. Hey, Mr. L to the E to the S. Good evening.
We woke her up, too.
Hey, dude. Momo B, how you doing?
I'm not feeling too well today.
What's wrong, Momo?
I don't know. I think I'm coming down with something. I'm kind of warm, like I got a fever.
You got the fever for a flavor. Yeah, what you got the fever for, baby?
I don't know.
It's a black meat or something?
You don't have calm through the cold, do you?
No.
You don't have calm through the cold?
So I don't know what he means. I'm not 100% right now, so
Is a doctor. He can probably break that down for him. Tell me your symptoms, and let's see if he can resolve your issues.
I just feel tired, and I feel warm. Like, I'm still warm. Like, I'm getting a fever.
Uh-oh. Still, yes. Have you had anything to drink today?
Have you had anything to drink today?
No. Outside of water.
No, that's what you mean. You're not talking about what you usually drink. I haven't had no liquor today, if that's what you're asking me. I'm sorry.
No,
go ahead and finish what you diagnosed with, Elias.
Okay. And you're warm and, yeah. How, what's your temperature? Have you taken your temperature?
I don't know. I don't got a thermometer.
Wait a minute.
You don't have a thermometer.
Oh.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Okay.
What's so funny about that?
All righty.
You have a daughter. You don't have a thermometer? I mean, how do you not have a thermometer in your house?
With a kid, you'd have a thermometer. Yeah.
I took the same thing. Well. I feel you. You warm, you got a fever. Okay. Go lie down.
So what's your temperature?
I'm warm. I got a fever. and I'm laying down.
Okay.
She said, I'm warm, I have a fever. That's what I use. Wow. Primitive medicine from one Momo BZ in the Heezy. Wow. Jesus Christ.
Right. Let me tell you something. I can tell by the touch if you have a fever. Of course, everybody can. And if you're too damn hot, I don't need a thermometer to tell me that. You're too hot, and you got to go to the doctor. That's it. I don't need the 104.8. I don't need that. Hot is hot, and hotter is hotter.
Well, let me ask you this, Momo. So, what do you, let's say if your daughter, do you have, what type of medicine do you use? And don't tell me you use, like, that medicinal weed smoking. I mean, so what do you do if something's wrong and you need to get yourself fixed?
Okay.
What do you use? Just out of curiosity.
Well, I have NyQuil, Theraflu.
NyQuil, okay. That's good.
Yeah,
NyQuil.
Tiger Balm for pain, aches and pains. You rub that all over you, make it nice.
Sounds like a commercial. Okay.
Wait a minute. You have what to rub all over you? What's that called?
Tiger Balm or something. I don't know. But they must sell that only in Florida. I never heard of that before.
I've never heard of that one.
Well, that gets rid of the aches and the pain, and that is good, too. It costs like $8 for a little jar, so you know. Yeah, that is
how
good.
How does it smell?
It really
is. Do you smell like an 80-year-old woman when you smell?
Yeah, it's strong. Okay. It is strong. But it works. I think everybody should have that.
And where do you buy this at?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't buy it.
Oh, don't tell us.
Somebody gave it to me.
Oh, so maybe we got it for the 5-finger discount. I had no idea. Okay.
No. Shut up.
Okay, good. All right. Well, we hope you feel better. And, you know, we hope your temperature gets lower and your spirit gets higher.
Yeah,
and that's my prognosis for your ass. Thank you very much.
And happy birthday, Jay. Happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you. We'll definitely talk about that in a few minutes. I appreciate that. I got something for y'all. All right, look, it is Wednesday. 347-850-1272 is our call-in number. The QOD, the question of the day is coming up next. We're talking about how do you know when you have found the one. Should be an interesting conversation tonight. Plus, in the lounge, it's all about the music from the 80s, London music. Uh-huh, that's going to be fun. And so, you know, we're going to get... Who do you think we're playing tonight, Miss Delia? It's just out of curiosity.
West Street Boys. Remember them?
No. What? West Street Boys. I'm like, don't know who they are.
Oh, wow.
That was the song, West Street Boys. Was that it?
Yeah, it was that.
I'd never heard of it.
Really?
How many boys were in the band, Mr. Elias?
I don't know how many. I just knew the name of the song was West Street Boys, and they were from London because they were talking like they were from London, and they said they were from London. Look it up, YouTube.
I will. We'll do it during the break. I never heard of the West Street Boys. But meantime, in between time, if you follow this show, you know what time it is.
Pay attention.
Woo! 10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
All right, folks, it is time for 10 Good Minutes, sponsored by The Rib Zone. And 10 Good Minutes is where we kind of talk about, you know, anything that's on our mind, something that's off topic. And let me just get straight to the damn point about Saturday's show. Now, let me tell y'all something. Mr. Elias is the king of all liars. Now, here I am thinking that, okay, you know, I get a call from Mr. Elias, and he says, hey, man, I'm not going to be at the show, man. I said, why? Well, there's a little girl, man. There's a fundraiser, and I need to attend. I'm like, okay, well, cool. All right, I said, well, then that's fine.
Okay, that's cool.
I said, well, you know, hey, no problem. We'll do the show like we always do without you. And then I get a call later. Hey, well, Ernest just sent me a note, said he's not going to be there. I'm like, huh? So Ernest is not going to be there. I'd rather just leave me and Momo Beasy. But then I remember Momo Beasy said she had a hot date on Saturday. So I'm like, there's no one going to be here with the exception of me. So I reached out to Mrs. Unreliable herself, Dr. Princess Aldea, the Queen of Inspiration. I said, look, you need to show up on Saturday so we can have a show. Here's what Celia is. You don't want to do no show with her. Yeah, it's going to stink if she just you and her by yourself. You don't need her there. I'm like, well, bro, come on now. You don't want her there. It ain't going to be good. So, all right, I go on Facebook. I have no messages from Ernest. Now, Ernest usually leaves me a message when he's not going to have a show. So I thought that was weird. I said, Ernest left you a message? Yeah, he left me one. I said, he didn't say anything to me at all about it. So I fell for the banana in the tailpipe. And come to find out that they had a surprise birthday party dinner planned for yours truly. I was truly shocked. Aww. And then when I found out that all y'all mother duckers was involved in it, I said I'd get y'all back on this show so all y'all can go to H-E-L-L Hockey Sticks. You're sorry, Seth Duckers.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Did you enjoy your surprise dinner? Yes, you did. Why you mad at us?
Yeah. Momo B, come on, that's a rhetorical question, isn't it? He don't enjoy food, really?
Mm-hmm. Hey, shut your ass up. You always try to crack a joke on somebody, you fat dog. The hell with you.
You win,
why
you
got
don't enjoy your food. Down there, well,
I got attitude because I want the listeners of the TGRS Radio Network and the J. Ryle Show to understand that it was not me. I wanted to be here on Saturday, but these lying, two-faced jokers that's here on the show played that role. And I'm like, oh, okay. So you was in on it too, huh, Momo?
Yes.
Now, we could have done the show, but I'd have had to tell you, hey, look, they're planning a surprise birthday party for you. Hence, surprise would have been over with. And boom, we still went on with the show. But, hey, all you had to do was put a rewind in. And your black ass had a good time anyway, so shut it up.
Yeah, shut it up.
Hey, hold on, homies. Hold on. Don't bring it here.
You heard it.
Let me tell you this. I'm just bluffing. I appreciate you guys thinking about me, and I did have a great time. I want to say thank you to my babies. They called Papa completely off guard, and I'm like, because then my daughter says, well, we need you to be ready by 5. I'm like, by 5? Because, you know, we gonna go somewhere. I'm like, okay. I'm like, why not? I said, Tom, I got a show at 5. I'm like, how the hell do y'all not know that I do a show on Saturdays? And so I want to say that I was extremely surprised. I had no idea. And especially when I had spoke to Miss Tilly earlier in the week, I said, hey, man, if they don't give me a birthday party, I'm going to be pissed. And somebody said, yeah, you want to bet? I said, they're not going to do it. Yeah, you want to bet? I'm like, you dirty bastard. So you was going to bet me when you knew the damn thing. So you was going to take a bet that you already knew the answer to. You sorry sap sucker.
Exactly.
You ain't nothing.
Hey, did you bet me?
No, I didn't bet you. I didn't bet you. Because I'm like, what's up with that? I didn't bet you. But that's okay. But I was extremely surprised. And I want to say thank you to all of y'all. And Ernest is in on it, too. Now, Ernest, old dumb crazy ass, must have forgotten. Because I get a note from Ernest saying, hey, we're not doing a show tonight? I'm like, I said, Mr. Elias told me that you were gone somewhere.
Ernest,
big retarded ass.
Something's wrong with him.
Yeah,
he's dung on his brain. That's all.
Yeah, well, or in his mouth. He's like, oh, oops, yuck. All right, so look. that was nasty. All right, so now here's something else I need to ask you guys about. And this happened to me. What would you guys do if you found out 25 years later that this person that you had a crush on but didn't think they had a crush on you? What if you find out 25 years later that they felt the same way about you? How would you react to that? Everybody talking at the same time. The scenario was a female that I liked. I mean, I really liked this girl. I really did. I would drive miles and miles to see her. And she almost kind of played a little bit like, you know, kind of played hard to get a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And I saw on Facebook, And I found her, and I'm like, oh, my God, you know, what's going on, sweetie? I haven't seen you in a long time. This is Jay. You remember me, blah, blah, blah. And so she responds back, yes, I do remember you. And so we got to talking, and so I'm like, you know, I always had a, you know, I always had a crush on you. You know that, right? And then, you know, she responds back saying, well, hold up, let's keep it real. I'm the one that had the crush. I'm like, huh? Wait a minute. I did not know
she
that.
She sent a recent picture of you.
What? What the hell? Shut up, Michelle. You know, you're always trying to crack jokes. Your jokes are not funny. Go to hell.
I just asked the question.
You know what? And I'm glad you brought that up, too. Let me tell y'all something about this damn brown jacket. If I see that damn brown jacket picture one more again, I'm suing everyone that's attached to it. I'm telling you right now, I'm tired of the brown jacket picture. I'm tired of it. I am suing whoever. If I see it one more again, you're going to hear from my attorney. I'm telling you right damn now. Because it is blasphemy and it's a fraud. Oh, look, we're bringing her. There she is right here. Yes, rich sister, what the hell do you want?
Well, hello. And first of all seriousness first, happy belated. And sorry about Rusty, okay? All serious.
Oh, man. See, now, why you bring that? I'm trying to smile and laugh. You bring that up. I thank you, rich sister. Thank you for your well wishes. I mean that.
Now.
Let's get to the legal part of this conversation. Yes, let's get to the legal part of this conversation. Yes. And let me just cut through the chase. I'm talking directly to your ass. I'm telling you next, rich sister, I love you. But if I see that damn picture one more time of that damn brown jacket and you have something to do with it.
I didn't post it. I just murphily saw it there and made my comment.
I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn how I got there.
I would love to take credit for posting it.
No, you don't,
I can't.
Because whoever posted it would get sued. So who was it?
Wouldn't know.
Yes, you do.
I just murphily saw it there.
Yeah, whatever. It just happened to show up. And then you happen to make your comments, the first one commenting on it. And then here come Momo B-ass, because, you know, she ain't never, she just looked for fights. So she jumped right in. You wasn't too damn sick earlier today to make comments on the damn brown jacket. Hope your damn stomach falls upside down.
That was yesterday.
I don't give a damn what it was. let me tell you something. I'm tired of you. I'm tired of y'all. So now, for the record, that brown jacket, I looked at that picture, and I said, man, that thing makes me look like fat average. That jacket is actually real big. Yeah. If you could squeeze that jacket, you will see. That's a lie. That jacket is missed. I tell you what. Mm-hmm. Go back and look. What? What, rich sister? What? Go look at, I'm shaking Gary's hands. Go look at, you can see how big the jacket is right there. There's my hand. You see how big the damn jacket is. Mm-hmm. And Mitch Delias knows the jacket is too big because he was with me when I bought it.
Yeah.
But he plays into the joke because he's a sorry sap sucker like the rest of y'all.
Yeah, I was with you when he bought it. And he was like, wow, this is a little snug jacket here. It's all right.
But I'm like,
yes, rich sister, yes.
Leave out the store with the jacket because it's too big.
What? The jacket is too big.
Yeah, that's what.
But I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, it's too big.
I'm suing. I'm suing. Right. Sister, you are being warned. 2014, I'm not playing with you anymore. You are trying to damage my reputation.
Take it back.
What? Why ain't taking it back? Because I like it. I like it to fit big. That's why. I like the jacket to fit big.
He stretched that jacket out. That jacket's been stretched to no end.
You a damn lie. You know what, man? God don't like ugly Mr. Elias, and God can't stand your ass, and I hope that he touches you in a special way, you sorry sap sucker. I can't stand none of you. I'm going to tell you right now.
Now, how about that? I mean, you had to suck your gun in and zip that jacket up.
You are a liar. You lie so much, Mr. Elias. Good God, Jesus. Let me pray right now, Jesus. Please touch this fool in a way where he needs to be touched. He is a lying sack of doo-doo. In your name, amen.
Yeah.
I
know you're not talking. Really. You talking about something you ain't believing in no old book. Shut your ass up because I got that on rewind.
I don't want to hear about no old ass book. Who wrote that damn book anyway?
I said, oh, Jesus, she crazy. So don't go there.
Wow.
You talked about the Bible. You know what? Forget y'all. 10 Good Men is sponsored by the Rib Zone, 5020 Highway 78 in Memphis, Tennessee, the home of the all-you-can-eat 1495 barbecue buffet. Tell Diddy Dead at the J. Ryle Show sent you some of the best ribs in Memphis. If you are in Memphis, you're missing out. You need to get there. All right, coming up on the other side, we're going to take a weather break. We got the old school Get High song coming up for you, and then we're going to get into this conversation. This should be a great conversation. Have a few people listening in on this, because I don't know why people trust us with this advice. Like, we know what the hell we're talking about. But we're going to try our best. That's coming up next. You listen to the J. Ryle Show, the Wednesday edition.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening. I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
I'm meteorologist Ed Levy. Let's take a look at your national forecast as we head towards the weekend. The upper-level flow is such northwest to southeast in the central and eastern part of the country, so these clipper systems from central Canada will continue about every 24, 48 hours kind of rotating around as it moves through snow showers, reinforcing cold air, and we're also looking at temperatures. Rather chilly for this time of year, but not what we had a couple of weeks ago with the bitterly cold air. High pressure just ridging out in the west, and we're continuing to see that drought along the west coast. As far as temperatures go, pretty much coldest air, Northern Plains, Great Lakes area, even Atlanta running below normal, 47. Very nice for Houston, 68. Look at L.A., 84 degrees. Going into Friday, that clipper system will slide in through portions of the Ohio and Tennessee River Valley. Some scattered snow showers, nothing heavy. Pretty quiet, though, as you can tell, across much of the country. Still very warm out west. Cold air spilling in through the Northern Plains and in through the Great Lakes area, areas of the upper Mississippi River Valley as well. Next system coming in for Saturday. Look at that. More snow and snow showers. Windy shot of cold air coming down across the Great Lakes and up in through the Northeast. But nice weather in the Southeast, the Plains. Out west, temperatures still warm. 80 degrees for L.A., 53 for Seattle. And we're looking at Minneapolis, 27 snow showers. Atlanta, 46 and 38, partly cloudy for New York City. For more weather, go to weather.com.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
last forever, cause I bet you gotta have it. Two can make you suck when you're alone in your home, cause the back is pretty strong and your sex got it going on. My man Wolf can make that roof sweat with Big G and Little G. Hey, I'll give you nothing but happy days.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration? I didn't mean to do that. Please, continue.
Clutch the pearls. What a sneaky thing to do.
We sitting at the card table playing cards last week, and here the bitch done got drunk again, you know. That baby sister, come here, let me tell you something. You don't think sister ain't gonna tell you nothing wrong? Let me tell you something. I've been married 15 years. If my husband come home on payday, it's late, and he broke, he ain't getting no pussy. Fake bitch, bless her heart, she don't know. I said, let me tell you something, sister. If your husband come home on payday, it's late, and he broke, he done had some pussy. Tonight, give him a bottle and a blanket and tuck his ass in, okay?
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
347-850-1272 is our call-in number, 347-850-1272. Beautiful Wednesday, hanging out with the very best in the biz, my boy, Mr. L.E.S. What's up, chump?
You don't understand. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers, man.
Ah, you just don't understand. Mama BZ and the Heezy, hey, girl. What's she? What's she really saying? Man, we have to get a doctor out there. And you know what? Let me tell you something. Rich sister has posted that damn photo in the chat room again. So it is official.
Uh-oh.
I'm telling you guys right now, I am suing Rich sister. Now, since she wants to share information, I'm suing Rich sister. I can't pull. Let me tell you something. I know I can. I don't know how to do it. So I'm going to tell you guys where to go. Since Rich Sister want to share information, I want you guys to go to Facebook, go to the TJRS Radio Network show page, scroll down, and you will see a video of Rich Sister crazy ass falling asleep looking crazy as hell. Matter of fact, I'm going to post in the chat room our Facebook page. You can go there. I just posted it if you're listening. And if you're not, if you can't get in our chat room, you can go to www.facebook.com and look up the TJRS Radio Network. Go there, right? And once you go there, All you have to do is scroll down, and you'll see a video of somebody with some BBs in their head, some buckshots in their head, and they sleep, and they slobbering all over the place. That's Rich's sister. Since she wants to pose pictures of people. And you're damn right, I fight dirty. So go get it, all right? It is 10 minutes after the hour. You listen to the show. 347-850-1272. We're glad you're in the house. Yes, Mr. Elias, what's the deal?
Yeah, right. I thought Diggy here, but she disappeared. I don't know what happened.
Well, you know,
we
have to take up a collection for a phone. You know, that damn thing doesn't work half the time.
Yeah.
It is Wednesday. Coming up, though, if you're listening on the J. King Network, coming up the top of the hour is the music business, the way I see it. Light Skin, great show for you up-and-coming musicians, people who wants to get in the music business. You need to check that show out. Some valuable information. If he stops by, he'll tell you what's going on. But if not, just tune in. If you're there, stay where you are if you're listening from the J. King Network, and you can be a part of it. If you're staying with us tonight, in the listening lounge, it is music from the 80s, London style. Now, a lot of you guys probably know who we're going to play tonight. And I noticed my man Johnny Graham Cracker Davis is in the chat room. What's up? He knows what's going on. That's the music man right there. And Karina, let me tell you something, baby. I thought me and you were down like four flat tires, but I see you have joined the bandwagon of those haters from the Himalayas. So look here, baby. I love you. But get away from it, okay? Want to say what's up to all the guests. Also want to say what's up to Paula, checking out other social medias. People can't listen to the show. Matter of fact, Tag, I'm on my way. I haven't been on Tag in about a week. I know there's a lot of information there. I'll be there to say hello to you folks. And we'll say hi to more people in the chat as we go along. Once again, it is Wednesday, 347-850-1272. So, Mr. Elias, let's get to the phone lines. Let's get to the QOD. What do you want to do first, Mr. Elias? Should we get to the QOD, the question of the day? What do you want to do? Oh, I guess that answered the question. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. Mr. Elias, who do we have on the line, Big Daddy?
We got Karina P on the line for this, man. Karina.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. What's up, baby?
Hello.
Why are you laughing? I can hear it in your voice. What's so funny?
Huh?
What's so funny, KP? What's so funny?
You and that jacket.
Hold on, let me tell you something, baby. That jacket is a mystery. That jacket is smooth as hell. That picture is not doing that jacket any justice, girl.
That jacket is stretched out, worn out, and needs to be burned.
No, the hell is not. No, it's not.
And you need to immediately leave your sister alone about that jacket.
Let me tell you something.
That jacket's
don't come
a mess.
In. That jacket is not a mess. What are you talking? Let me tell you something, baby. That jacket is a smooth jacket. It's just that. Let me tell you what happened. As you can see on that picture, me and the guy on the picture, which now I'm mad at his ass, we are close together. And as you see, as we get together, the jacket bulks up. That is a very smooth jacket.
Oh,
very
you've got
smooth.
Excuses for days. But all the excuses in the world aren't going to help that jacket. That jacket was a mess in the 70s, and it's still a mess.
She said in the 70s. No, she didn't talk about it. No, she didn't climb my wardrobe like that. No, she didn't. No, she didn't.
Yeah,
she said
yeah.
The
70s. You need to leave that jacket alone. Burn it. Burn it. Torch it. Whatever you got to do. Get rid of it. It's a mess.
Is that
and
what you called
sexy.
Up here? Oh, my damn.
Huh?
Is that what you called up here? Is that what you want?
Yes.
Well, you know what? When you have a damn great 2014... and bye. Get your ass out of here. Get out of here. You can't believe this.
I thought you loved me. Come on now.
I do love you, but now I tell you what, my love is in
no,
doubt, baby. My love is in doubt, girl. My love is in doubt. But don't you go nowhere because I want you, you know what? Look here, you need to hang out. I want you to answer this question coming up. So you need to hang out.
Okay.
Don't go nowhere. We're going to make
all
you a star. Oh, don't say sure now. Sure, no problem. After I insulted the host of the show, why not? I'll stay around. Why not? Well, thank you. You hang out because I want to get your opinion. Since Momo B is all sick and things, I need to get we need to get a female's opinion on this. Oh, my God, look at this. Oh, Jesus Christ. Wow. Here we go.
Are you in it?
Oh, yeah.
You ladies don't seem to realize how valuable my time is.
My neck was feeling good, but I gotta put this damn helmet back on because I got a funny feeling.
I got some asses wiggling. I want some perfection. Rob Smooth,
what the hell do you want, Rob Smooth?
What's up, family?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What's up, Rob?
Yeah,
what's going on?
Hey, man, your device is raggedy. What the hell do you want?
Hey, program director, I have a quick question. You have the music. Can I get the no mute clause?
No, that's not going to happen. So what do you want, Rob Smooth?
What did he say?
He said,
can he get the no mute clause? You can't even hear him. He's talking crazy.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can
hear
you now.
Go ahead, Rob.
Hell yes,
it.
You got me. Okay. First of all, did you pay your damn BT bill, man? That again, hell on this, man. I'm listening to my iTouch, my phone. Your shit sound like it's AM back in the 1860s.
See, it just goes to show what you got going on.
I'm just talking about the show, man. It's staticky. You need to fix that. Somebody got a jacked up system over there. I don't know who it is. But Rich Sister, I had a quick question.
I think it's you.
Is there any way possible that you can send me that picture? Because I don't do the Facebook thing, but I would really love to see this picture because I got a story about this past weekend, and I want to see if what I picture in my mind suits that big-ass jacket you're talking about. So...
Gotta go.
This person has been muted.
Thank you, Rob Smooth. And God bless you and have a happy 2014. Get that damn bastard out of here. We're not talking to him. Thank you, Rob Smooth. Can you hear this? Is it staticky now, Rob Smooth? Is it staticky now? Thank you very much, Rob Smooth. Don't bring that foot. Let me tell you something. You see your boy, he had you. Oh, look, here they all come. Now everybody want to, what does she want? Jesus Christ. You mention that damn brown jacket, they come out the damn woodwork, Miss Elias. You mention that damn brown jacket, they come out the damn woodwork. Oh, my God. Who's next? What does she want? Bring her ass into hell. Ugh, Jesus Christ.
Hi there. Six is for sex.
Ugh. Here we go. Can't even get to the damn QOD from all these damn people calling in. Jesus.
At the left, there was a man and woman having sex, and at the right, there were two men having sex. No, I wasn't sitting down. I was having drink after drink.
Yeah.
Sex is for sex.
You didn't leave?
I didn't leave.
Why am I gonna leave? I wore this dress and no drawers on. I'm staying here and enjoying myself.
Sex is for sex.
It sure the hell is. What's going on, Miss Terry? What the hell do you want? Did you turn the mic on? Oh, turn the mic on, Miss Elias. Yes, Miss Terry.
Hey, Momo B. Hey, Elias.
Hey, girl.
Happy belated birthday, Jay. You know you wanted. You just couldn't wait for my number to pop up. You was waiting for it. You know you was. Come on. Here she come. Yeah, whatever.
I'm blessed with your presence.
I'm not going to say nothing about you. Just, you know, have a great birthday. My birthday's tomorrow. I'll be partying. Hey.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. We're only a few days apart. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. No wonder I kind of halfway like your ass.
Shut up.
Only a little bit, though. Not a whole lot. Thank you.
Yeah, I know, because it's about a little bit more than I like you. Don't even get it twisted.
Hey, let me tell you something. You're in love with me, baby. Don't act like you don't know. You're in love with me, and you know you're in love with me. That's all right, though. Brown jacket and all. I take it with that brown jacket. Let me tell you something what one of our listeners said. Let me tell you what our favorite listener Cynthia said. She said, tell Mr. L.E.S. that, look, I still think Jay is sexy as hell. Go on, girl.
Keep lying.
Everybody's listening. Oh, well, she ain't lying. She's not lying.
I won't
blind,
let it go.
Blind.
Oh, she's not blind either.
Yeah.
You guys are funny.
She must
get
Chuck
Taser.
That's what she is.
Yeah, with friends Chuck like y'all. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're a lean, mean fighting machine. Hell, which I was trying to get to the QOD question of the day. All right, Nikhil, the question of the day. We love gurus around here on the J. Ryle Show. And so anytime we get the opportunity to bless you with advice, love advice, we take that opportunity. And so I don't know, once again, someone has asked us to talk about something dealing with love. So the question is, when do you know or how do you know you have found the one? What is it? So that's it. The QLD, the question of the day, 347-850-1272. Call us and tell us the QLD, the question of the day. How do you know when you found the right one? Serious stuff going on here on the J. Ryle Show. So now, Ms. Terry, let me ask you. Let me go to you first for a change. Let me switch it up. Ms. Terry, how do you know when you have found the right one?
Honestly, it's not like something you can tell nobody. It's just a feeling you have inside that you know.
What's that feeling though? I guess that's what people are trying
it's
to.
It's just like
butterflies.
It feels good. Feels right. Listen, it feels good. So everything feels right. Everything is coming in sync. You know, you like his ways, he like your ways. It's just like you've always been together. That's how you know it's right.
Huh, so it's like you never missed a beat, basically, right? It's like
it's like you've never missed a beat. Like you suddenly got with this person and everything has always kind of been like this. Everything just comes together. It's not a forced thing. It's right.
It's right, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
no, that's okay. But you know what? See, listen, this person wants to know, you know, how do you know when it's right? I mean, what's the trigger inside? What says, you know what, this is the one I want to make that step with? So it sounds like what you're saying is that, once again, there's a tingling feeling in your stomach. There's something that goes down that makes you say, you know, this is the person that I need to spend my life. Now, let me ask you this. Can you get that feeling without sleeping with that person?
If you can get that feeling without sleeping with that person, if you're not that sexual type of person, some people just have to have sex. They think in their head, I have to have sex to find out if he's right. Like, a lot of women will tell you, you got to have sex with him to make sure that you guys are compatible in bed, but it kind of don't work that way because sometimes you think you're compatible in bed with somebody and that's it. That's all you is compatible in bed. That's not a relationship.
So the question becomes, can you fall head over heels for someone without sleeping with them? Can you get that feeling? Okay, I mean, that's interesting. I never thought I would hear you say that, but okay, fine.
It happened to me, so I know. Yeah, you can.
Hold on, what you mean it happened to you? You mean you didn't sleep with Otis before you fell in love with him?
No, I didn't sleep. I slept with Otis. I was a virgin when I married Otis.
I know Otis, boy. We need to call Otis because that
was
a long...
Wait a minute. I was up in my mama's ghetto. I was up in my mama's house, and she's, you know, saved and filled with the Holy Ghost kind of type of person. And she had me thinking, you know, you got to wait. And that's what I was raised to do. That's what I did. And after that, I didn't wait no more.
We know that. That's why I said that was a long time ago.
Yeah, boy, you sound like you throwing that long in a bottomless pit.
I know. But you know what? I would probably, now knowing what I know and what I've been through, I would probably make somebody wait. I really would now. Yeah.
What I know.
And the experience I've been through, I probably wouldn't sleep with somebody just right off the
bat.
No.
Okay.
Okay, that's too much information. You kind of letting us know that. Let's get together,
when
baby.
When you're in your 20s and your 30s, you're doing what you're doing. But when you get older, I'm getting ready to be 50. And so you're not thinking of, shut up. You're not thinking, you know, I'm just going to jump in bed with everybody. You start thinking differently when you get older.
We're just trying to find out. We're just trying to find out because, you know, it's all about trying to do the right thing around here. We're about spreading love. All right.
Not
347-850-1272
like you know.
1272 is the caller number. 347-850-1272. Mr. Elias, man, who do we have on the line, Big Daddy?
We got Cynthia on the line, the one that you said, she said you was looking good. She went and asked me when I said, well, what did you say, Jay was looking good? Are you blind?
No,
let the woman talk. Let the damn woman talk. Let her talk. Hey, Cynthia, baby. How you doing, girl?
Is she blind, melon jelly?
Sit your ass around. Hello, Cynthia.
I am excellent. Hi, I'm excellent. Thank you.
How you? Yeah, I'm excellent too, girl.
Yeah.
So, would you like to would you like to tell everyone what you said to me on Facebook, there, sweetheart?
He said, "Good Lord, boy."
Yeah. Okay.
Cynthia. Yes,
just,
baby.
May I just can.
Cynthia, before you answer that, do you have a Bible around that you can put your right hand on?
What
do you
is
have
it?
A Bible? Do you have a Bible close to you can put your right hand
please
on?
Please, somebody put something
you
in your mouth.
Come
on, simple stuff.
Oh, you said a Bible. Yes, I do have a Bible, and I'm not going to confirm what I said, but I want to just make sure you guys know I'm not blind.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. Wait a minute. You said you're not going to confirm what you said, but you're not blind.
Yeah. That's not what I'm saying. She's not going to admit it.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, let me I will change that because I did say that you were sexy. So I will say that.
Oh, damn, baby. Oh, tell everybody. Shut your ass up, Rob. Sit your ass up, Rob.
I'm sorry, Cynthia. I had to step out. What did you say again? What did you say?
Don't do it, Cynthia. He's trying to do something to you, baby. Don't fall for the banana in the tailpipe. Don't fall for the banana in the tailpipe, baby.
I didn't hear you.
He didn't step out. He's lying, girl. He's lying.
How much he paid you to say that? That's all I want to know. How much he paid you?
Ross Moves, you are here by the itch of your chinny chin chin. Shut your ass up. So, all right, Cynthia, let me ask Cynthia to kill D. Cynthia, let me ask you, sweetie. When do you know you have found the right one? What triggers that emotion?
I know immediately if I see a person. And
so you can,
if they just trigger something, like the young lady said, in my belly, I just know.
Ooh. Your belly that has that six-pack you're talking about. All right.
Yeah.
So let me ask you something.
Cynthia, I have a question. Can I ask you a question, please?
Jesus Christ.
Cynthia, now when you said Jay was handsome, was
I'm not
going
to answer anything.
Was it a nauseating sensation in your stomach, or was it one of them?
Gotta go.
This person has been muted.
Thank you, Rob Smooth, for your answers. You are the greatest of all time. Thank you, Rob. You're the greatest of all time. So, Cynthia, it's a feeling in your belly. There's a feeling in your belly that makes you say this is the one. And
well,
it's that goosey feeling, right?
It's not necessarily a feeling. It's just those butterflies that you get.
Oh.
And you're just like, I might be interested.
Okay. All right. So when you let me ask you a real quick thing here. When you visited the TGRS Radio Network show page, did you get
hell
any?
Hell no. I answered for you.
How you get back in there? Did you get any feelings in your tummy when you visited the TGRS Radio Network show page by chance?
I believe the
best. That's true, Cynthia. That Bible saying it.
Thank you, Rob Smooth, you bastard. Okay, Cynthia. Well, Cynthia, baby, you know how we feel about your girl. So we love you, baby.
I
want to hear the answer.
Yes, she has a question. Yes, baby, yes.
Because I did ask you about your planking. Have you been doing that?
I have been doing my planking. I'm glad you asked. And I am up to a minute and 35 seconds of planking.
Okay.
Yeah, so I have. I'm up to a minute
Once you get up to like 2 or 3 minutes, you can eat a sandwich like I had today.
Can we see that on YouTube?
That's what I
want to
talk about Saturday.
Can you do that on YouTube, please, so I can see it?
Hold up. You're not my personal trainer, and you ain't got to approve nothing by your ass, so no. I have to do that. You know what? I tell you what, hell, no, I'm not doing that because y'all have more jokes.
What did she say she was doing?
None of your damn business, Rob.
Oh,
the hell with you. Thank you, Rob Smooth. All right, Cynthia, yes, baby, but that's what I'm doing, sweetie. So thank you. You know what? I love you. I just love you, girl. And I just love the fact that you support us. You take my breath away. Thank you, baby.
I love your voice. And ain't some going up and down the stairs and taking your breath away?
All right, we got jokes from everybody. Okay, let's get. All right, yeah, everybody has jokes. Yeah, wow. Everybody has jokes. All right, baby, love you, love mwah. 347-850-1272 is the call number. 347-850-1272. Mr. Elias, who do we have on the line, dog?
Oh man, we got Aunt Sylvia on the line.
Sylvia,
man.
We have Sylvia.
Why
hey,
you have to
Sylvia.
Say it like that?
No, hey, listen, I'm
tell
glad you called
why.
In. How you doing, baby?
Whoa.
Oh, hell. I just realized who the hell this is.
Yep.
Oh, Lord have mercy, Jesus.
Oh, hell. Why are you going to say it like that?
Lord
Sylvia.
Have mercy.
Hey, what's up? Hey.
Miss Elias, you have to put Aunt Sylvia on here next time.
I honestly have a problem here.
You obviously have a problem. We do too. I tell you what, we have one that just happened just like right now.
I want to ask you a question, darling.
You want to ask me a question?
Are you talking about today or are you talking about back in the day?
What are you talking about? I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm talking about you saying, how will you know, right?
Yes, I am.
So I'm asking you, when are you referring to back in the day or now, today?
I don't know. I guess I'm talking about back in the day. But I tell you what, why don't you hold that thought because we have to step out. We'll on the other side, we'll be back. We have to take a break because I have something I got to get in here. All right, so look, we're going to step out, take a quick break. We'll be back. This is a short one. J. Ryle Show, Wednesday edition, 347-850-1272.
In the Circuit Court of the 18th Judicial Circuit in and for Seminole County, Florida, State of Florida versus George Zimmerman, verdict. We, the jury, find George Zimmerman not guilty.
Hi, I'm Jay from the J. Ryle Show. And the one thing that the George Zimmerman verdict should have shown us was, even though this nation elected a black man into the White House twice, we have a long way to go. So don't get mad. Get involved.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind.
We go a little something like this. Hit it.
Hey, Jay, can you hear me?
Yes.
You know, me and Jackie, we put the dinner before we had dinner. Now I got on the limousine, and we're about to go. I'm about to take her the right track, and she's about to make it rain on Hot Thunder.
Uh-oh.
Huh?
Oh, shoot.
She just, whoa,
she
what?
Stripper's club.
Wait a minute. That's breaking news. She's going to be a sinner tonight. Breaking news. Rich Sister's going to be a sinner tonight. Yes, you are.
Wait a minute.
In
about
an hour, you're going to be face-to-face with a ding-dong sandwich. Take her ass to the strip
club. Jesus just saved your life. Hallelujah.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. If Rich Sister want to look at a ding-dong up close, she hasn't seen one in years, she may forget what it looked like. Put it right there in her face. So she can see it up closer. It may even weaken her ass with that one bad eye. She wants to do
Rewind.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie. Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Listen, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. It's hump day.
Hump day! Woo-hoo!
Damn right it's hump day. 347-850-1272. Bottom of the hour, J. Ryle Show Wednesday edition. Once again, appreciate everyone for all your well wishes on my birthday yesterday. God bless. Made the funky one feel special. And of course, I'm hanging out with my crew. My boy, Mr. Les, is in this thing. What's up, Mr. Les?
You don't understand. I ain't scared of you mother suckers, man.
I know you ain't down. I'm down with you, baby. And, of course, we have the very sick Momo Beezy in the Heezy taking one for the team. Hey, girl.
Hanging in there.
Boy, she is out for the count. Wow. Never heard of this quiet before. Miss Terry's in the house. Hey, baby.
Hey. Hope you feel better, Momo.
Yeah, we do. We really do. Hope you feel better. And wait a minute. I know I'm not seeing what I'm seeing up in this thing. Is this who I think? Is this light skin? Light skin!
Oh, God.
Dark and dark. Don't be saying, oh, Lord, when light skin come up here. What's wrong with you, Miss Terry? That's automatic banishment when you say stuff like that.
49,533. 49,534.
Yeah.
I'm going to lick you back to hell, baby. I'm going to lick you back to hell.
I'm going to lick you back to hell. Oh, that she crazy. Oh, she's so much.
I said, man, happy birthday to you. Happy, man, you know what? We did the happy birthday song. Kings in the Morning called you. You didn't pick up your phone. We got to leave it on your message service.
Oh, damn, baby. You know what, man? Listen, I should know my brother from another mother was thinking about his boy. I mean, it was a rough day yesterday, whole team. I mean, light skin. I ain't going to lie to you, dog. It was a rough day, man. I lost my dog yesterday, man.
Oh,
man.
Your dog died on your birthday?
What kind of dog you had to die like that?
A retriever, man. 12 years. My dog died, brother.
Okay, well, now, hold on. Now, you got to be excited about that dog lived to be 84 years old.
Really?
Yes, sir. It was tough, though, bro, because my middle daughter is an animal lover. Yes, that's right.
You're an animal lover?
She was an animal lover, brother. My daughter cried all night, bro. I mean, her eyes were swollen. I felt horrible because she really took it
tough. I have a chocolate lab named George.
Uh-huh.
And he's 14, and he's 14 years old.
Wow.
So we had to get my daughter a new dog named Hershey. He's another chocolate lab. But I had to get him because I know George is about to kick out.
Yeah.
You know, but George lived better than most American so-called Negroes.
Wow. It's tough, man. It's tough. The people who don't own
animals. He lived in the house. Yeah, he's 14. That's 98 years. He lived in the house, laid on the couch, kicked back.
Yes,
had a good life, you know. So I'm sure you gave Spritzy a good life.
Yeah, absolutely. He did, bro. And I tell you, and you know, and everybody's been so kind with their words. Let me tell you, I'm not tolerating no jokes about my dog. If you say something crazy about my dog, I am hanging up on your ass.
Hey, man,
I've
seen people fight about their dog now.
Yes, sir.
Cut to the white meat about a dog.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. I mean, I am. So the show is picking me up because it was a rough day yesterday. Joker died on my birthday,
oh,
but
man.
That was my man. Yeah. But I'm doing great. Thank you so much for
name?
The well wishes, man. His name was Rusty.
What was
he
his
was
name?
He was a red retriever. Beautiful dog.
Wow.
I'm posting pictures of him on Facebook. So, Mike, get what you're talking about at the top of the hour, brother.
Is R&B music dead?
No.
That's what we're talking about.
Hip-hop.
You know, is R&B music dead? You know, because I had a guy call me today and say, J-Man, Joe Levy said that he wasn't doing R&B music anymore because R&B music is dead. There's no money in R&B. He's going to start doing smooth jazz. I said, Joe Levy should know smooth jazz is 10 years dead. Get him on the phone. And I commenced to berating him. Like he was a little schoolgirl with a tight dress on.
You should have.
Joe Levy ain't
wow.
no little guy.
Wow, man. Is R&B music dead? I tell you, that's going to be a good one. And it's a great question. I mean, it's interesting you say that because I know tonight in our lounge we're playing music from the 80s. We're talking London neo-soul music. And, but you hear a lot of people say that music's just not what it used to be. But I just can't believe it's dead. So, man, that's going to be a good show. Can't wait to hear that. And if you're on the J. King
now,
Network,
tell you,
it's Dr. coming
Princess,
up.
If Dr. Princess become a R&B artist,
boy, you just took the words out of my mouth.
She won't kill it.
Lord have mercy,
but
Lord.
But she might hit.
But listen, guys.
The artery.
Is
Dr. Princess here?
Oh
yes,
my God!
Yeah.
Let me put my aluminum
foil
helmet on.
Hey, Dr. Princess.
Oh,
hey. I'm
going to tell you something. We're so excited about the fact that you miss our show. We don't know what to do with ourselves.
I'm going to talk now.
Wow. Yes, you will. She got it.
You're excited that I missed the show. You're
oh, no, no, no. Is that what I said? That's not. Oh, no, I didn't mean that. You know how them words get, Dr. Princess. You know how they get away from you sometimes. They got a mind of their own. They do what they want to do.
They run away. They get away.
I feel love. Even still, I feel love in all places. It's just love everywhere.
Well,
yeah,
welcome,
Dr.
Princess Aldea. Glad that you are in the house. Let me ask you a question, Light Skin, because I want people in the J. King Network to hear this. And you know, we were asked this question to figure out what makes a person tick when it comes to finding the right one. So let me ask you something. How do you know when you found the right one?
You don't.
Interesting.
You don't.
You don't know?
You know because
how do you not know?
No, because I'm going to tell you why. Because, you know, it ain't no such thing as the right one. People mold themselves to be the right one for you. And you mold yourself to be the right one for somebody. You know, there are just certain people that you make concessions for, that you'll make changes for, that you wouldn't for anybody else. And the reason why you do it is because they do the same for you. But you don't know that that's going to happen. You know, it's some people that you meet, and for the first time you meet them, you say, man, I think she the one. Wow. And about 3 minutes and 42 seconds into that, man, she the one, he's saying,
hey, dude, if you can, man, call me in about 15 minutes so and say I got to go to the studio. Let's go crazy.
Now, Miss Terry, do you agree with that?
No.
Wow.
And then let me tell you why Miss Terry don't agree with that. Because I'm a man and Miss Terry is a woman. And you know what? Men and women have different takes on it. And so, and Miss Terry, I'm not mad that you don't agree with that. I understand because as a man, my makeup, the way I think, the way I walk through this journey is going to be a bit different from you.
Exactly.
You know? So from a man's perspective, this is what I say. As a man,
exactly.
You know, I wish I could know. I think women might be a little more intuitive about
we
it.
We are.
Because I think
but you
women.
Know how you know. Can I tell you how you know? Okay, no, I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish what you were saying.
Well, yeah.
Dr. Princess, the words that you were about to use were a lot more important than mine that I could tell by the way you cut me off. So carry on.
Christ. Ugh, God.
I didn't mean to cut
you
off.
Yes, you did. You did mean to cut them off because you opened your lips. You mean that you meant it. Me didn't make it a word. Yes. So yes, Dr. Princess
okay.
Aldea, since you have interrupted the flow, how do you know when you have when you've met the right one?
Okay, first I want to say hello to everyone. Terry is my sister here. I don't hear her. But
she's
Terry
under the weather, but
okay.
She's here. Look,
oh,
she's
yeah.
Eight.
Yeah,
it sounds very
hi.
I'm very excited to hear from your end. So, yes.
And hello, Mr. Elias and everybody, and Jay King, and also Jay Rao. Okay, thank you very much. And everyone who's listening to the show. Okay, so listen.
Yes, I
want to
answer.
And
everybody
okay,
else, you interrupted. Hello to
okay.
everybody else I interrupted throughout the day.
Okay, this is what I want to say.
Yes.
You
yes.
know it's the right one. When it feels natural, when it's natural, when you're not stressed, when you're meeting this person or you meet this person in whatever capacity you meet them, and it flows, it's natural. You can feel it. And even the man, I don't care how less intuitive, if you would, men feel that they are or reports say that men are, less, you know, not as intuitive as females. When it comes to your connective soulmate, your person that you are to be with, and it doesn't, just because you are to be with somebody doesn't mean that it's for a lifetime, too, just to let you know that. You can have a connective energy and connection for a period of time, and for that time, you're to gain whatever you're to gain from them, whether it's love, whether it's growth in whatever way you need growth, or that other person needs growth, and you guys will bounce it off of each other, reciprocate the benefits off of each other. But I think
mm-hmm.
that we should not be too often.
Okay, can I say something right here? Can I interrupt you real quick? He said the one. Not the ones
But that's what I'm saying.
You
hear that the phone line is ringing. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. Mr. Elias, man, who do we have on the line, dog?
We have Auntie Sylvia back with us, man. She's really upset with us because she said the show is all over the place. So, hey.
Okay. Get us right, Auntie Sylvia. Yes, sweetie. How are you doing in 2014? How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. And you? You know what
I'm
I have a problem
spending.
With?
Yes,
Auntie. I have a big problem with finding the one right now.
You're having a big problem with finding the one. Tell us why
I
you're
am.
Having a problem
I
with
I had
finding
right one
the one.
8 years ago.
Yes.
Well, for 30 years I had the right one. And for the last 8 years, I cannot find that man. At all.
What are you doing to find this man, Sylvia?
I'm on a dating page, and they're just I'm just not feeling them. I always like to get their voice, so I always give them my number. But I'm not feeling them. They're just not clicking. They're
number.
Not answering the right questions.
Yeah.
They're not talking about that right cash. I'm looking for money now. I'm not looking for no love.
Sylvia, that's right, Aunt Sylvia. That's right. Ain't talking
so that's where I'm at right now. See, I'm trying to come out of poverty.
And you didn't need any man to give you the money. Didn't you tell me that on the True Purpose Development show?
I want a companion, but I want him to be on the same level I'm on, either better. That's what I'm looking for. And I can't
find him. Let me ask you a question. What if he got the potential?
I don't care. That ain't going to cut it. He got to have it. Yeah. You know, that's not going to cut it.
What if he got a lottery ticket in his pocket, and along with it, he got a rocket?
Yeah, he got to have the money.
If he got a lottery ticket in his pocket and he got a rocket, you'll take that ride. That's a rocket.
That's the only way I'm
going to
take the ride, darling. The only way.
She
can't be serious.
Dr. Princess, every now and then, I think you're blonde. Every now and then.
She can't be serious. She can't be asking us what a rocket is. And he said a rocket in your pocket.
Is she serious?
I was trying to figure it out. I don't know. He said the rocket.
I said he got a lottery ticket in his pocket, and he also got a rocket. So he got a lottery ticket in his pocket, which means there may be some money coming his way. But for sure he got that rocket.
Yeah.
Can you call
him? Can I buy his rocket today at this time? All I'm concerned about is that
can we
lottery
call
ticket.
It a tallywacker?
I think that's what he's trying to say, Dr. Prezzo did.
The BS walk today.
Okay, well, we're going to solve your
problem,
Auntie Sylvia. Don't go nowhere. We're going to solve your problem. We need to get back out to the phone lines. 347-850. Yeah, we will. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272, Ms. Elias. Who do we have on the line, Big Daddy?
It's been a busy phone night, but this is Karina P. calling back in, baby.
Hey,
Karina
baby.
P.
Thank you for calling back.
Hey, everyone. Get better, mama.
Okay.
Hi.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question, sweetheart. Okay, talk to me about how do you know when you found the one? How do you know?
I have to, in a way, agree with Miss Terry. It's a feeling you get. For me, knock it off. For me, it's a feeling of inner peace that you have with your partner. Everything just melds together.
Everything
comes together as one. Exactly. Between the two of you. You feel that inner peace. It's not butterflies in the stomach. It's not meeting somebody for the first time and going, oh, yeah, that's the one. First time meetings, you can't tell that's the one. You can't. So you spend
some time. How can you say that?
Let her finish, Dr. Prince.
Shut up.
Princess,
I didn't have to say nothing. Get a girl.
What the hell you got?
She told you. She told you to shut up.
Don't interrupt.
Watch your mouth, Momo.
Well.
Get an ass.
Now I'm starting to get the life. I'm starting to get the
life.
That's
fine.
How the hell you going to know the one? It could be a
cat pie.
You know what?
First meeting, you can't know what's the one. He may look good. He may feel good. He may have money in his pocket.
That doesn't coincide with what you said when you said that it's an inner peace and it's automatic. You feel it.
Yeah.
When you feel it, it has. You can feel it instantly when you meet somebody. So it doesn't.
Okay. Who was asking that question here?
The energy is the energy.
Shut up and let people talk.
Let me tell you what she said.
Hey, where was that, man? Because whoever that was, that's the one for me. She
said she's
long-winded. Dr. Prison O'Day, this is what she said, Dr. Prison O'Day.
Shut up! You talk too much.
Never shut up.
Thank you, J-Rob. That's exactly what I said.
Shut up!
That's what she said.
Right,
so queen, let me ask you something. Let me expand on what you said.
Okay, you can ask me if Doc will shut the hell up and let me answer.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but let me ask you something before you finish. Now, hold on. Now,
you
said.
Shut up now. Hold on, darkness. You can't tell darkness to shut up.
Yeah, I know. That's all right. She feels funky. Let me reach out to her, though. Let me ask you this though, because you talked about it's not a butterfly feeling in your stomach. So let me ask you this: do you have to have slept with that person in order for that person to be the one? Can you get to that emotional point without the sexual part of it?
Absolutely.
You can.
Absolutely, it's a mentality, not a sexuality. The sex helps. The intimacy helps. The mentality, the mental intimacy is what makes it.
Oh. Wow.
Yes. Absolutely.
Wow.
See, I was agreeing with you. Well, you should apologize for being so rude.
Oh, no. I'm not going to apologize for being interrupted, you long-winded heifer.
Wait,
this is a great show.
Wait, I know, it's beautiful.
You have to be muted. Hey.
I've had enough of this mess.
Hey, darkness.
Yeah.
You know what Dr. Prince sound like? You know how somebody talking bad, they get into a fight, and then the other person hit him in the jaw, and they okay, so take him to the office right now. Take him to the office right now. You better fight. Come on.
Didn't get no help.
You better fight.
Wait a minute now. Put some cheese on that hamburger.
She's trying to raise up. Look, all right, listen, we have to say bye. Hello. We have to say bye to the people on the J King Network. Guys, you have a great work week. We appreciate you hanging out. Coming up next.
Yes.
It is the music business the way I see it. Is R&B music dead? That's going to be a great conversation.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for it. Coming up next. Coming up next on the J King Network. It ain't dead.
I don't know if R&B music dead, but if it keep going on like this tonight, somebody going to be dead on the J
Rock. I don't need no music tonight. We need to keep talking.
No, you don't control nothing around here. You don't control nothing around here. Let me run your lips.
I'm just
you don't
saying,
control
I'm
nothing.
Just saying, because she
you
she
ain't no station manager.
She
you
went,
ain't no executive
look,
producer.
Look, she,
sit your
look,
ass
she
down.
She went back in the country. She went back in the country. Heifer, you long
she sure did.
In that country right there. That's country.
Well, you
she
know,
sure
Doc, maybe you ought to listen to what people are telling you. Jay tells you the same crap all the time, and you don't
okay,
listen.
Honey, I love you, too. It's okay. You remind me of Ernest. It's all good.
No, you didn't.
You coming up with shit that I don't even know about because I don't know Ernest, so I'm trying
to
come out.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
all right, well, it is time for us to take a break, and we're taking a break right about now.
This is bound to happen.
Yeah, it was bound to happen. It was a It's a beautiful Wednesday.
347 It's a gorgeous Wednesday. 80 degrees in Southern Cali. Gotta love it.
Yeah.
Oh,
we do love it.
Oh, you California.
Oh my God. All righty then. Let's tell
who shut it down? That's all I wanna know. Who shut it down?
Hey, nobody shut it down, dog. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, we have
the listener lounge coming up next, and yes, ask your question here real quick, Dr. Princess Aldea, because we have to go.
I know I want to make a statement. As a result of all
of the let me put my helmet on, Dad. Put this aluminum foil helmet on.
People can
let her talk.
She
has, let her
show.
Talk. Yes, Dr. Princess Aldea. Yes.
I said, you know, as a result of all of the disrespect that is done by all of my peers here, the guests feel they can call in on the show and completely disrespect me in such a manner to call me up. She's not even a host on the show. She doesn't have a right to disrespect me.
Quit interrupting people.
A co-host. She should not be allowed, and that should be, that's when you cross the line and the guest should be muted, because there has to be
a well, I'm loving you, and go sit down somewhere with your starting ass.
Alrighty, I think it's time for us to. I think it's time for us, Mr. Elias, to go to break. And
Alrighty,
we're gonna step out, take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this. Don't go nowhere, folks. It is live all the way live. Don't even have to walk. Don't even have to drive. We'll be right back. Oh my God.
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, good
stuff. If you're ready, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrow right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what it do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the Jay Brown Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
It is the best Sunday morning talk radio show on BTR. It's the serious side of the TJRS. Sunday mornings, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the BTR Radio Network.
What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind.
We go a little something like this. Hit it.
Who would you call, brother, if you got thrown in jail and you needed to make that one phone call?
Oh, maybe
it had to be one of us.
Joe Black. Not Joe Black ass, that's for sure.
Okay.
Make a coming to get you. Because if you're released into her custody, you can't stay at the mission with her. It's a women only.
Right.
So.
They probably
And you can't call Ernest. You can't call Ernest because Ernest be like, woo, Ernest going to go in there and close the gate. Take me. I'm yours.
You a lying sack of trash, man. You almost made me cry. You almost made me cry.
Oh, ooh, Mr. Elias. Ernest, what you doing on this side of the bars? Hey, homie. Hey, high five.
I mean, like, why?
Like,
why don't you ask me why the sun comes up in the east, brother?
Rewind. Find.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
Look around you.
One in four kids in the U.S. faces hunger. It's not always easy to see the signs, but in this land of plenty, there are kids that don't know where they will get their next meal. Join Share Our Strength and Food Network and take the pledge to end childhood hunger here in America by 2015. Learn how at nokidhungry.org. Their next meal could come from you.
Dennis Lucky Taylor.
We have the one and only Garage. And I'm here. I'm so happy to be with you. Thank you very much. You guys are hungry. I want to cook for you.
Tony Woods would be in the house tonight.
And I ain't no knock-knock who there, you know. Knock-knock who there. I got a doorbell, man. What you ringing? What you knocking on the door for, sucker?
Yeah, whenever I'm in Houston, H-Town, Texas, you know what I'm saying? I'm listening to the Jerry Ed Show. Man, them girls will kill you.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Monica Blair, all the way from Detroit.
When I'm chilling at the crib, just doing what I do, I'm listening to the J. Ryle Show.
Please believe it. What's up, everybody? This is Cy Smith, and when I'm in my hotel room all by myself and my batteries have gone dead.
Excuse me. Oh, no, he didn't.
What you talking about, man?
I tuned into Jay on the J. Ryle Show.
Rewind. Fine.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
This is something that I've been working on for a while, and I was hoping that a certain someone would be here tonight.
All right, here we go.
It's funny what you can do in front of a room full of people that you can't even seem to do in front of one person. It is the color of light, the shape of sound high in the evergreens. It lies suspended in hills, a blue line in a red sky. I am looking at sound.
Welcome to the Listening Lounge. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the music.
All right, folks, it is Wednesday. Jesus Christ. Welcome into the Listening Lounge. I tell you what, Miss Terry talking about, we don't need a lounge. Yes, the hell we do. Miss Terry, yes, man.
Yeah, you're in line now. Let's get to it, man. Let's do the get down and let's get it. Ain't no use in playing
right,
no more. Let's get it.
Thank you.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Oh, Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Hold up, wait a minute, let us put some bullshit.
All right, folks, you know what time it is. We have 3 minutes to wrap it up. Wrap it up. So now, Miss Belly S. Did you think we were going to roll the way we rolled up in this piece of?
Nah, I thought we'd get some different music, but hey, man, you know, they all groups were for England, man, so God bless.
Yeah, see, that was the Momo B, how you feeling, baby?
I'm all right. You know what? That listening lounge was on fire. I like it. I like it. You know I like my music, and I love it.
Boy, look, she came, boy. She, you know what? That's funny. Now, towards the end of the show, it's like the old Momo B's back. It was like,
struck my fire. I heard some action. I was like, oh, shit. Yes.
I heard some action.
I'm resurrected.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, that made my great day. Great show. That made my whole day. Really?
Let me tell y'all something.
Brought my birthday in.
See, it's because y'all like violence. That's all. That's how y'all like violence. That's all y'all do. George Jefferson's twin sisters.
I was expecting a princess to go to Detroit. She didn't. I'm a little disappointed.
Yeah, because that's what you like. She maintained herself.
I went away.
And you wanted to fight.
She said she was Southern California. I said, oh, well, I don't know what's wrong with me. I would have stayed with Detroit.
1 minute left.
Wrap it up. Oh, well.
Detroit. Oh, damn.
I'm just saying.
All right, look, coming up next, it is, boy, I tell you what, I may have to listen to Sister to Sister. If you want to get in on Sister to Sister, you need to call in right now, 347-850-1272. That's when the ladies of the J. Ryle Show have their time. It's all ladies.
Is Princess here?
We excuse ourselves. Wait, she's here, but her mic's on, but I'm not sure if she's here. She may be licking her wounds right about now. I'm not sure what's going on with her.
That's all right, Princess. I'm going to school you, boo. Go on with this.
Yeah, Mama.
Are you going to come on Sister to Sister?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she got some lessons for you.
Cool.
Yeah, you coming. Yeah, and we're going to invite all the ladies who called in to come, too. So we're going to turn all their mics on and let all the girls just have it out.
No. The lady that called me ahead of her, she's not invited tonight because she's going to be in timeout.
Look.
You know what?
Time
the lady
out.
That called.
Three.
Am I on mute or something? The lady that called you ahead of her is right here.
You have to call. Oh, hold on, darling. Hold on.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up.
What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind. Find.
We go a little something like this. Hit it.
Would you be willing to come to Detroit?
Oh, but of course. Yes.
Awesome.
Well, do you know where I am? Do you know where I am?
No, I don't.
I'm sitting in the living room in Flint, Michigan.
In Flint, Michigan.
I'm in Flint, girl.
Girl, if we don't have lunch tomorrow, we can't. I'm having surgery. Listen, that's another topic. And then my sister's going to be mad.
No, she didn't.
Rewind. Find.
All right, folks, it is time for our final thoughts. We have 4.5 minutes to shut it down and hand the baton off to Dr. Princess Aldea and crew. So let's get it done. Miss Terry, real quick, final thoughts, girl.
What did you say? I'm ready for Sister.
I know you are.
Yes, I am.
You are ready for Sister. Yeah, I bet you is ready for Sister.
I'm just...
Y'all, I know you are.
Y'all need to listen. I know you're going to listen.
I'm listening tonight because I can't wait to hear this. All right, so sister coming on next. Thank you, Miss Terry. Dr. Princess Odea, final thoughts, sweetie. 3 minutes and 50 seconds. I'm left in the show.
Okay, am I on mute? Okay, no, I'm not on mute. Okay, great. One thing I want to say is, listen, hold on, guys. I do want to say this. Accept responsibility for your actions. submit to the opportunity of forgiveness for your action, whether they were irresponsible or in whatever way there was human error. Make an affirmation list of items that you are affirming victory over in your life. I want you to understand that every choice that you make is for a reason, and it's going to yield whatever result it was intended to yield in your life. So don't be angry at any choice that you ever make, because it's only for you to realize the greater truth of you and to grow from it. And
wow,
I also would like for everybody to visit me online at bountifulgroup.com. We have resumed our
class. Okay, thank you, Dr. Rizzo. Okay, we got to go. We're under 3 minutes. Thank you very much. That was good. I thought you was going to finish. I'm sorry, baby.
Oh,
love you. Bye. Okay, all right. Mama B, final thoughts. Thank you, Dr. Rizzo. Mama B, final thoughts.
Let's get this party started, right?
I can't wait. Ross Moon, final thoughts, dog.
Okay.
Thank you, Ross Moon.
Final thoughts. I'm sorry, man. I was talking to somebody. Final thoughts. Are you ever going to be able to fit that brown jacket again? That's my final thoughts. A happy belated birthday. And
mics off. Thank you very much, Ross Moon. All right, Miss Elias, man, final thoughts.
Hey, don't forget auntie. She's still on the phone.
The auntie gone.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Miss Elias.
Thank you for coming out. God bless. Good night.
Look, my final thoughts are going to be a very quick one. Once again, I want to thank everyone who wished me a very happy birthday, who took the time out. I've gotten more messages since yesterday. I'm getting ready to go in right now and respond back to everyone who sent me a birthday wish. If you went out of your way to send me a birthday wish, I am going to go out of my way to make sure I respond to you, all right? And also, thank you guys for lifting my spirits up. Once again, I lost my dog yesterday, and I'm here to tell you that it was a sad day for J. Ryle. And
Russ,
you know how I felt about Rusty, man. Yes,
Russ Bucket.
I miss my dog, man. I am in mourning right about now. But hey, I can't wait. Thank you guys for picking me up. But I can't wait to listen to what's going to happen, because we're going to turn on your mics. If you're on the show right now, and if you're female, if you're tuned in, we're going to turn your mics on. We're going to turn the mics on. As soon as you sign off, we're turning the mics on.
You have to monitor all of the
We're not monitoring it. We're leaving. This is sisters.
No,
the sisters want to talk.
Another time is fun. It's fun. It's for love and fun.
It is.
Not
it's going to be fun. It's going to be great tonight. Yeah,
it's
going to
be love
blade.
And fun tonight. It's going to be love and
it's
fun tonight.
It's going to be fun tonight.
I'm going to tell
you. Hell yeah. I can't wait. I'll be answering birthday wishes and listening at the same time. Instead of making we shut this thing down now.
This is not fair.
Hell yeah, let's shut this damn thing
down.
Shut
it
down.
Right
now.
Bring a piece.
So for
Momo Beezy. That's it. The
microphone. Dr. Prince is up here. Momo Beezy and Easy. I'm Jay. We're going. Sister to sister and dance right here on the network. Later.
Oh, my God.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
I don't know if I'm looking forward to this tonight. Sister, are you here?
Yes, I am right here, front and center.
Thank you, darling. Mom, do you have my back tonight?
I don't understand your question. Really?
Because if there are people that are intruders on the sister-to-sister time, then and Jay is not willing to mute them, but I need you to have my back. Thank you, darling.
I'll say. What's wrong? You can't have your own back?
Is that her?
Oh, yeah, that's me.
I'm not talking.
Okay, you know what? If the truth is bringing you pain,
we're
so
doing right now. Thank you, darling. Miss Carrie, are you here?
Kiss my butt.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, thank you, Mary Carrie. I apologize for throwing you guys under the bus when we thought Denzel Washington was on the air. That was my error. But tonight, could you please forgive me for that? Just please support.
Why don't we continue what you were talking about?
I don't know. Why don't we continue what you were talking about earlier? How do you know that it's the one? I think that is a really good discussion. Let me see, guys.
How better you?
Oh, wow.
Is Auntie here? Oh, no, because Auntie was here. She would definitely be talking. Okay.
Really? Oh, Auntie's not here.
Oh, okay. Okay, we're good. All love. Okay, so do you guys want to talk about that?
Well, you know what? I would like to say something because I didn't get a chance to answer the question over there, you know, because, you know, I was holding on to my health. But I'm starting to feel a lot better now. So I would like to answer the question. I think, personally speaking, I think you know you found the right one when you, on anniversary number 5, and you still love this man, you love to be around him, you look forward to coming home to see him, everything is good. That's when I feel, you know, you found the right one. I don't believe in meeting somebody and say, oh, he's the right one. Because you never know. I was with somebody I thought was the right one for years, and then I figured out that he was not the right one. So you never know. So as the way she progresses and you still feel in love with that man, that's when you know you found the right one.
7:30.
So you really are opposed to the idea at first when you meet them, because it is mental and the energy is what draws. I'm telling you guys, we are so first attracted to energy, not necessarily with things that we confuse, whether it's the physical, the sexual heat we may feel, whatever. It's a person's energy that we are attracted to. And sometimes you can have that feeling at first. You don't think that.
No, I don't.
So you think it takes 5 years?
You can have feelings. Everybody has feelings. You can feel this and you can feel that, but that don't make it so.
But I don't think you think it takes like years. Like it has to be. I mean, hell, if you got. What if you're 5 years with somebody? And then you say, oh, that's not it. And then you go with somebody else and you got to wait a whole bunch of other years. I mean, come on.
But all I'm saying is you can't possibly know it's the right one until you really know the person, until y'all been through some shit and y'all still together. That's when it's real.
But guess what I believe? I believe also you can lose the right one. You can have the right one just to, listen, I'll just say this. I think, and I appreciate where you are, but this is what I think. I think that everything that we go through in life has a negative, a positive, if you would, or an adverse, and something that feels good and something that doesn't feel good, and at some point it balances out where it comes together and it's neutral. I think that a lot of times people who are to be together sometimes give up because they were just going through the process of the test of their true love. And then they'll call it shots and call it, you know, hey, look, well, this is not the one, just because they hit a road that was rough. So I don't, you know, yeah, now not every true love stands the test of time. Because sometimes that true love falls out. You know, so I don't know. That's what I think. I've seen good love fall out, and then they go and try it several times, and then they realize, well, darn, maybe I just wasn't together, or maybe I just didn't realize my own strength to hang in there. Maybe I didn't realize that if I just would have hung in there, I could have really cultivated and capitalized on what was real too. I mean, I don't know what you guys think. Mm-hmm. Well, nobody thinks anything.
Oh, I'm tired of talking about it. I want to talk about something else.
Wow. Okay. Thank you.
Right.
How about those Pistons? Okay, so anyhow, well, this is the first time, yeah. Still for the tenth time, I'm almost speechless.
Well, really? Oh.
I am darn near speechless.
Well, how do you feel about the show, Princess, since you're speechless?
You say what now?
How you feel about the show, Princess, since you're speechless and stuff?
How do I feel about the show?
How did you feel about the show?
I think the show is fine. I think just tonight I'm slightly speechless.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to say. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe because I felt completely violated tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Violated on the show as a co-host.
Mm-hmm.
To be allowed to be disrespectful in my own space. Maybe that has me speechless. Maybe I'm speechless because I think that's BS. I am a co-host. I've been here for 4 years and I am allowed. People are allowed. Come on, disrespect me. What is that? I'm not a co-host.
I don't know there what that music is.
Really,
turn it down. I can't even hear what she's saying.
Really?
Okay. So I vented it. I'm done. Very good. But that's okay, though.
So you feel upset because you feel disrespected on the show tonight.
Mm-hmm. I was completely disrespected on the show tonight, and it was allowed.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes, you know, Princess, you need to just come out and say how you feel other than trying to use this development purpose or whatever you call it. So sometimes you just have to let a person know how you feel and be done with it. You know, you can't always try to find the right words to say. Sometimes just the words you feel like saying be the right words at that moment. That's just kind of how I deal with it. Now, you're a little different from me, but I deal with things a little differently. Now, if it would have been me, I would have said what I had to say and shut it down, you know, but you didn't do that. You just let it keep going and going and going. And so that's what happens when that occurs.
But how am I to let something happen? I don't have control of the board. And guess what?
I understand that, but people can't just put people on hold or mute them because you're upset. Sometimes you have to say what you have to say to let people know how you feel.
But see, this is the thing. The same thing that happened tonight with a stranger in the house is the same thing that happened for years with Ernest.
Right, and you let that happen.
All kind of stuff, and I would say, like, how can you let this happen? How can you
Because you let it happen. Because you let it happen.
No! I didn't know. It's just that I am, first of all, at the end of the day, if I really thought about it, I don't lose any sleep over it. I'm not going to, like, oh, God, my wife, you know, none of that. It's just when I think about it, I'm like, wait a minute, hold up. Maybe I should say something because it is just flat out disrespectful.
Right.
Disrespectful in that, first of all, let's talk about on a few levels. I am a co-host. We are all co-hosts, okay? Miss Terry, you are like a co-host. You're so
no,
great.
I just call in. I'm not no co-host.
But you know what I'm saying. You're a original fan. Okay. So even if you said something, you have a little diplomatic immunity because you're like fam, okay? Rich sister the same way. All right. So, Tally Will, you know, people like that. So anyway, then we have somebody that comes on and they say derogatory things. I think, as the persons who are in control of the board, they should shut that down after we say a few words. I mean, just off rip, it's like, hold on, hold on, hold on, no. That's where you cross the line because we're all family and we're sticking together. That's when I really think about it. Not that my stomach hurt, I'm like upset about it because I'm not. I'm actually smiling from ear to ear right now. So it's like, it's whatever. But I'm just saying, when you think about the principle and what could be discussed as an issue, when I think about it, I'm like, man, maybe I should care about that because that is just, I mean, at the end of the day, it is disrespectful, even though it doesn't affect me internally or anything. So Well, personally, it doesn't. It's not getting like that. But I do want to make a point because it shouldn't be allowed. I don't think at all. It's just very disrespectful. If that happens, if somebody calls in, a caller called in, and disrespected either one of you on the True Purpose Development Show, flat out, muted. Sorry, love you, but you cannot do that. Some things you just don't do. So when I think about fam, I think they don't stand up. They think it's funny. They think it's comedy and all that, but it's disrespectful. She called me a heifer. She called me a heifer.
Well?
That's disrespectful. And then she said, shut up, what? She's not in that position. All love to you. We appreciate you listening, sweetheart. Keep listening. But, however, certain things you just don't do. So, I'm just saying, where are my brothers? My brothers don't do what they're supposed to do. Jay did it again, as he's done in the past. He did it with Ernest for years, and he didn't change until Jay King got in his tail. When Jay King got in his wild tail, that's when Jay King, whatever, because you've been doing that for years. And then my sister got on Jay King's show, and we had to take the mess to another man's house.
Hold on, let me jump in here right now. Let me tell you something. Jay King and get my ass about nothing. I don't know what the hell you talking about.
You better
get that right. You a damn lie. You a damn lie. Nah, I know Momo be my ass. The bottom line is I keep telling you to stop trying to be friends with Ernest, but you continue to try to do it. And so we got in Ernest's ass when y'all went over on Jay King's show and he called you a bitch. That's when we got in his ass. So let's get that straight. Jay King don't run nothing over here. But act like you know.
That's what my sister said. My sister
Bye.
Oh, Jay, don't try to act like you were all for it. You know, you were like standing up for her. You weren't standing up for her. If you would have been standing up for her in the beginning, he wouldn't have had enough balls.
Stand up for who? What are you talking about?
And try to front me on somebody else's network. His chest was out on your network for years. And then he had balls and tried to go to Jay King.
You need to stop being friends with Ernest. Ernest. I'm like, I don't know why you're trying to be friends with Ernest. He don't like you. How many times have I said that to you? He don't like you. So why even give him the time of day? Tell him to go to hell. But you consistently try to be friends with Ernest. Oh, Ernest, I know you love me. Ernest is like, I can't stand your ass. So, Lee, I said, look. So, I said, I don't know why you don't tell Ernest to kiss your ass. Kiss your ass.
My son,
you put too much crap off Ernest. He don't like you.
But guess what? Guess what I had to do? Let me tell you.
What you had to do?
Strategically, let me come very public with this, baby. Because what I did was intentional. What I did was intentional. Don't ever, ever.
Oh, you intentionally try to be friends with Ernest?
Oh, for sure. Because guess what? He was allowed to do what he was doing, and my thing was this. I could go through the bellyache and all this kind of stuff, or I can go into a role that just fits the whole mouth. Do what you do. I'm going
to
do what I do.
You need to take Miss Terry's advice. Miss Terry told you the right thing. You be trying the True Purpose people. The hell with that. Sometimes you got to put on your ghetto drawers and be ghetto. That's what you have to do. Miss Terry gave you the best advice out of everybody. Stop trying to be, oh, let me see, where is the spirit? Hell no. What you say to me, Negro? You can kiss all parts of my black ass. That's what you have to do.
My son is so upset right now. I don't usually do the show on speaker. I've got the show on speaker, and my son, he doesn't listen to it enough to know that this is an entertainment show. But you know, we're all
yeah. See, he ready to fight somebody. Upset. So you got to see now.
He's
you got
so
all, now you got Junior all
he's
mad. He all upset. Y'all talking to my mama crazy.
No, he just told me what you guys just told me, what Miss Terry just said to me. And he came
that's what you need to do. Okay, that's three for three.
Like, Mom, stand up for yourself. I'm like, I don't
tell him to
like
kiss
that.
Your ass. Ernest do that to you. He don't do that to Miss Terry. He damn sure don't do it to Momo because Momo asked me, you know, she got a blade in her mouth. She be ready to pull it out and cut people.
You know what?
So he don't do that to nobody but you. You tell Ernest to kiss your ass. That's what you need to do.
Okay.
And what you doing with that? Earthly alone.
I don't need to do that. I don't.
Yes, you do. And when Karina called up here today, she, you know, I guess she don't like you from the JK. I didn't know it was like that. Here's the deal. You should have been like, hey, look here, homie. You should have said, get your ass up out of here. Who you think you're talking to, heifer? You should have been throwing her right back. See, Miss Terry,
right.
Miss Terry, y'all got to teach her how to fight. She just don't know how to fight. God bless her.
Let somebody call me a heifer on the show. Let somebody call me a heifer on the show.
I can't wait. I hope that, okay, if you're listening to this in archive, please call Saturday and call Miss Terry heifer. And then Miss Terry going to show you how it's done.
And I'm not going to be looking for L.E.S. and Jay to be taking care of me and putting them on me. He ain't got to do all that.
No, he ain't
about
you.
He ain't got to do all
that. You be taking off your shirt and your bra. Come on, so, let me get my titties loose. I got to have the room to fight.
No, but I don't get upset like that. It doesn't even matter to me. Like, whatever, dude.
Yeah, it does, because if it didn't matter to you, we'd be talking about it right now. So it does matter to you.
No, I swear, God is my witness. Even the kids, they're like, Mom, why are you laughing?
You don't believe in God.
Why are you smiling from ear to ear? Why aren't you getting in that grill? Because both of my kids, they'll get in that grill. So anyways, they told me I was being friendly. They were talking about being friendly, but first of all, it did her more trouble calling me heifer. But honestly, only thing I was thinking was like, why didn't Jay or Mr. Elias just shut it down? I mean, this is a radio show, and he felt to say what he felt, and people are going to feel what they feel. We have fans that listen to us from all over the place. Everybody has different friends here, too.
And look here, and I'm reading some of the stuff,
everybody
and everybody loved it. I just want to tell you that on live. Oh, I guess we're all live. But, yeah, I'm just
okay,
people like, ooh,
it,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's just talk about something else. I really don't get it. Okay, okay, calm down, Ricky. Anyway, it's all good. It's all over the place. No, like, for real. I mean, she probably felt really good saying what she felt. She got it off her chest. She said it, and that's good.
See, there you go with that Oprah moment again.
Life,
see, that's Oprah talking.
Listen,
that's Oprah talking.
Life,
that's Oprah. She must have felt really good. Now she's in her place, and now she can go ahead and live her life spiritually because she has lit it all off her chest.
Gonna,
the hell with
I'm
that.
Just gonna come back on the show and say something crazy. I'll see you
Thank
again.
Thank you.
Sometimes you just
what
have
you should
to
be
shut
saying right now
is,
look here, Huffa, if you hear this within the sound of my voice, bring your ass back up here, see what's going to happen to you. Miss Terry, she's out of sight. I got to go. She's out of sight, Miss Terry.
Guess what? Life will take its course.
Oh, see, there it is.
Life will take its course always. I promise you. I think about Ernest right now today. He is not the same person.
For what? See, why'd you bring him up? See, why are you giving him the space? He ain't thinking. I guarantee you that Ernest is somewhere with a ding-dong sandwich in his mouth. He ain't thinking about your ass.
Oh, gosh, that's disgusting. But listen,
Would you think of Ernest? That's what I'm trying to tell you. Why bring him up? For what?
I was just using him as an example. I'm sure
Don't
Ernest...
use Ernest as an example. He does not like you.
Okay, that's fine. I don't care if he doesn't like me. He'll be
you
okay.
Should do.
I haven't done anything mean to him. I don't think about him when I... Actually, I swear to you on everything. Every time I think of Ernest, when he does happen to cross my mind once in a blue, I start laughing. Because I think it's so hilarious. Because it's like no reason, and I just laugh. I swear, God, I just laugh. I think it's so funny. So I really don't give a care.
Well, let's all laugh together. Ha, ha, ha. Okay, well, Miss Terry, Mama B, y'all teach her how to fight, please, because she needs to learn how to fight. She wants the cloak of the switchboard to teach her.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm
my
shocked,
God.
I have never in my life heard a woman from Detroit take something like that. Like that.
I know. From
like,
the D.
Oh,
she's from the D. She
you know
ain't from Detroit.
Like,
her ass is
you from the D.
Her ass is from Grand Rapids, Michigan. She ain't from no damn
you
D.
By,
no,
you in you know, Detroit by way of somewhere. You ain't from
yeah,
Detroit.
Kalamazoo. She's from Kalamazoo, Michigan. She ain't from no damn
no,
Detroit.
No, I live in Bloomfield Hills. I live in Bloomfield Hills.
Well, okay, that explains it. That sounds
raised
easy.
In the hills. I was raised in Detroit, okay? So
you weren't.
Like,
there's
I
no
was.
Way. There's no way.
Yes, I was raised in.
There's no way with a name with Dr. Princess Adia and the way you act, you from damn somewhere else. Where you from? Tell the truth. Let us all know. Your ass is from Kalamazoo, Michigan, ain't you? She's from Kalamazoo.
Some suburbs.
Yeah, from
the
suburbs. Oh, my God.
I've been living in the suburbs since I was
17.
These black people, they're all around me. I don't know what to do.
But I'm saying, no, yeah. I have nothing to do with it. You know what? You have to make a choice to know what? I honestly do. I can lull and peace their way. I understand right. What's the sense of peace? What am I going to do? Fuzzer her? What am I going to do? Fuzzer her? She's off the air. She's probably talking about me to somebody or something. She's probably still calling me all kind of bees and hoes and all kind of stuff. Who knows? I don't know. I don't care. I mean, I just hope. I just hope that she comes.
You've been talking about
her
in earnest for the last 20. You started talking about what makes your heart tick. Now all of a sudden you went into this whole thing about somebody talking to you in earnest. They are on your mind. That's what's wrong. You got to learn how to fight.
Play some music and let's get this party started. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
You
got to
learn the fight.
Let's play some music.
You got to learn how to be from the D. You ain't from the damn D. Give me your damn driver's license. Your ass is from damn Kalamazoo. Give me your damn driver's license. You ain't from the D. Change that mess.
I am.
You see Mama B moved her ass down to the Florida, but she still got some damn South Bronx. Here the South Bronx.
She calls it a minute. She don't play.
Everybody told me my
style. She's from the Bronx. She's from the Bronx. She went to college anyway.
Mama B would have fired. I had to start hitting the mute button.
Yes, Mobo B would have called her up something other than a hell.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. See what you do. See, when somebody hits you like that, you come at them and see, then we get control because the Mobo be like, what the? Boop, 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 boop.
Yeah.
See, we got to stop everything. Okay,
hold on.
I would have been the one muted and kicked off the show.
that's good. We had to mute Momo. We had to kick that one off the show. Cause see, that was a Momo. That's a combination. Pop, pop, pop. See, I'm gonna be here to that. Pop, pop, pop. Uh oh, she gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
See how that work? But see, you sit there and took them licks.
People already
you
know that.
You took them licks in your
Momo
mouth.
She pussy in my mouth. My lips hurt.
Oh, okay. You know what? It's all good. I mean, think about it. What difference does it? What? I don't give a.
She is from Detroit. You like Miss Terry. She's from somewhere else. We got to find out. You know what? Let's Google her ass and see. Can we find out where her ass really from? She ain't from no damn Detroit.
It's okay.
I don't know nobody from
it's
Detroit
okay.
to get punched in their mouth like that from some chick from another damn state. Yeah, punching her mouth. Then she came back on to my slave. You talking about the one who called you a heifer? I'm right here. So you know she came back up in there. When you slap somebody, you going to come back up in their house. I'm right here. You talking about me.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Help me. Help me.
Okay,
I'm dancing with this stress.
But, Jay,
what?
Can I ask you a question, though? You always try to
You can
pass
ask me whatever question you like. Yes, doctor.
You are trying to pass the buck. Because the bottom line, my brother.
I'm not trying to pass nothing.
You still should have muted her.
I'm not trying to pass nothing. We went to break as soon as that crap broke out. That's what we did. It's time to go. We got to go to break.
Check this out. I'm going to sit back and listen to all this hoopla. I can't take it no damn more. Bottom line is, the lady was trying to talk, and you butted in as normal, and that's why you got in the that you was in. If you didn't run her mouth and say what she had to say, you wouldn't have been in the predicament that you're in there. Oh, my God, you just talked if you would have let the lady say what she had to say, you wouldn't be going through this, but you do it to everybody. I just gave you a whole hour, and you still talking about the same snick. Leave that alone and quit betting in on people you wouldn't have any kind of problems. That's all I got to say. Thank you very much.
And then
she's going to get on this show and try to get the pin wagon going. Miss Terry, you shouldn't have brought that up anyway. How you think the show went? You already knew where that was going. How you think the show went? How you feel about the show? Y'all let him talk about me. think it's not my father. I'm telling the truth.
Now, I can't tell. Is that Rod Smooth?
Yeah, see, that's what's wrong with you. I took that aluminum fall helmet off of you. You ain't know who you're talking to, dude.
Oh, you just went off. I didn't know what was happening. Is that easy?
Yeah, Just like that one she left hook right here up to And Miss Perry went giggling. Now they gonna get in the after hour and talking about, you can't be from Detroit, cause I know them Negroes from Detroit. They just start pulling out weeds and getting the butch and
that's
from
why.
The coast. Nah, man, if you let people say what they gotta say, we know you wanna shine, but it's time for you to shine when it's your time. Go on and shine. I wasn't trying to shine. Now, where that girl at? I need her to come get in my corner. See how you just jumped in? Only time I think that Jay should have came to the other fence is when Ernest said that, I already jumped through the phone and defended you. But that's the only time I think anybody should have defended you, because the other times you done butted in so many times I get confused. I don't even know what the subject is no more. But you know.
Okay, I'm going to
now that I said that, listen, there you go. Okay, well, we already know that ain't going to happen. I'll bet you $20. How much you want back?
Okay, you want my PayPal address?
You just lost. See, I told you couldn't wait 5 minutes. That's the best. You just lost. That's 5 minutes. See, you still going. See, you can't even do it. I told you. Anyway, happy birthday. Let me tell y'all the story about Mr. Brown Jacket. Hey, Ms. Terry, make sure I get a copy of that picture, please. Hey, Mr. Brown Jacket, you still there?
He's somewhere. I think he's really sad because of his dog.
Oh, yeah, I know. That was my buddy, though. That's my buddy. Hey, check this out. That's my buddy. I hang out with Rusty more than I hung out with Jake.
Aww. Is Jake crying? Is somebody crying?
Somebody's barking. Oh, no. Who is that?
Is somebody crying? He probably thinks he's on mute and he's crying, guys, in the background.
Anyway, you're hearing things.
No, I thought I heard.
Anyway, how you doing, Miss Terry? How you doing, Miss Terry?
I'm wonderful. I'm sitting here drinking me some wine. I'm sitting here drinking me some wine.
I'm getting ask you. Did you sneak out and go to the swinger club? See, there you go. Did you sneak out and go to the swinger club?
No, I ain't doing that anymore.
You got to be quiet over there in the corner. You got to. You know, you need Momo B to give Princess Mushroom whatever she got so we can get some talk time in. Momo, spread that over through the phone to Princess Sprinkle the Angel Dust on you. So next time one of them irate callers get in there, we know she can't say nothing.
That's okay.
Funny, I laugh my ass off. I was like, you lucky I was in Walmart stocking boxes, because I wanted to be on the show the whole time. I wanted to see who was going to win that Ali Frazier fight.
That's okay. It wasn't a fight. It's not a
fight. Nah, it wasn't no
Ollie
Frazier.
Nah, it was a slam dunk. That's all right. But see, you was trying to hide that. Jay, she couldn't see around, Jay, so that's why he couldn't do that, because she didn't know where you was. She couldn't see you. You know, Jay was coming. You too good. He was running around the corner. Momo couldn't chime in. Momo got laryngitis. She couldn't say nothing. They shut that old auntie down. The auntie couldn't even get it. She couldn't even. She said, well, what kind of show is this? She said, well, we are all around the block. Hey, Momo, I have a question. Are you still on Momo?
Yes, I'm here.
You here? Are you really kidding, Jim Jones?
That's what?
You know Jim Jones.
You are about to get
yeah, what about
him? Are you really kidding him?
No, why would you say that?
Okay, never mind.
Because you're about to get cursed out. That's why you're saying never mind.
Because he was about to get cursed out if he even said what he was trying to imply.
Okay, where did that girl say, Smarty? Where did that girl say, Smarty? See, that's why you got cat scratched today. You jumped in, you don't even know what's going on. What was that girl say? And if you write it, I'll say I'm sorry. What was that girl say?
I'm not about to tell you what you were getting ready to say.
Hey, you wanted to chime in. Now I'm giving you the floor. Now you don't, look, the girl got you all shell shy. You don't even want to chime in now. What's up? Say what you got to say.
I said that apparently whoever whatever you were implying by what you said.
Okay, but you ain't telling me what I was implying. Exactly. What was that? Okay, you got your crystal ball out now. Now what the hell was I? What was I getting ready to say?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, you made the comment. I figured you was gonna finish my thought.
Yeah, I thought you knew too.
Huh?
I didn't say that I knew. I just said that I was laughing because you weren't saying anything, and then, you know.
Wait a minute. Now, this is the queen of talk around the corner, come back around the corner, still talking about the same thing she was talking about when she was on the other corner. Are you the one saying, telling me I wasn't talking about anything?
What did you just say? Did you just try to tackle me and say that? No, basically, you just said that I go all around and around a topic and come back and not really
and still ain't talked about the topic. That's exactly what I just said.
You know what? That is so not true.
Hit it, Jay. That's about 10 you-know-whats for
that
the night.
So, that is so
there
not
you
true.
Go. Hit it again.
I am not talking. Rob? That's why you get booted off on the regular show.
Well, you know what? And that's why you got shut down because you can't referee and be a co-host at the same time. Either you going to take the punches or you going to just be a co-host. Which one are you going to be?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about you. You always tell somebody who they ain't on and what they ain't on. I'm on the show now.
You know what? I'm not
talking about yeah, there it is. That's
you
about 20 times now. But you lucky I ain't got the board because I've hit you about 100 times.
Did you have any New Year's resolutions?
You know what, Tommy? You know what? You know what?
Ding,
ding, ding.
Shut the hell up.
Now,
Princess, let me show you something. Let me show you something, Princess. Check this out. Let me show you something. See, and that shows you how much a person that ain't part of the show got how much power a person ain't part of the show got now. You got popped in the back of the head. It don't work. It didn't work earlier. It ain't going to work now. Cut it out. That's how you find it.
Jay, you're not going to do it. I asked you to get it. Come on, Jay.
You better be glad we're on the air. The show. Come on. Anyway,
hey, that's what you told her.
Waiting.
You got off.
What?
See, that's what got you in the predicament that you was in earlier today.
And what was that?
You had a great, wonderful odds.
What did it say?
I didn't say it.
I did not hear what you said. Are you too scared? Are you too scared to repeat?
Can you hear me now? I said you are not the great and wonderful Oz, and that's how you got in the predicament that you was in earlier. Can you hear me now?
I wasn't the great and wonderful Oz.
You're
making absolutely no sense. You said
basically what I said is, you see how you try to get Jane to pop me in the eye?
That's right.
And you
that's
see
right.
How you always tell people that they aren't co-hosts and everything on the show? Let me slow it down for you. You see that, right?
Yeah.
So who got popped in the eye for that? You know
just
what?
Say what you're saying, dude. Don't patronize.
I'm telling you, don't think you have as much weight as you think you have. That's what I said now.
You know what?
Can I make it any clearer than that?
No, you don't need to make it any clearer than that. Because
anyway,
I
love you
too.
Happy New Year. Did you have a wonderful Christmas?
I don't celebrate Christmas.
Oh, what do you celebrate, Hanukkah?
No, I don't celebrate any of that stuff.
I had a great year.
Thank you. None of it.
What about Kwanzaa? Do I detect a little pissed offness in your voice?
A little what?
Pissed offness. That's a new word I made up.
No, I'm not at all.
Okay,
absolutely.
All right. I was going to say.
What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk to my sisters. I don't want to talk to you.
Oh, well, see, there you go with that, but that's your problem. It's more than just you and the
room. I have a problem. How long have you
and
had
Mama,
a problem?
And look, and Mama B can't talk. Mama B got laryngitis, so you just got me and
I got Miss Terry. Miss Terry's on. Yeah? Miss Terry's
still
there?
Miss Terry set you up for the okey-doke. You just didn't guess
it. What are you talking about?
How did you feel about the show with it?
What did you just say?
Nothing. You can't hear me. Never mind. Don't worry about it.
No, you just said something I want you to repeat, but you're too chicken to do it.
Oh, no. That's not even my vocabulary.
Oh, that's my song. Every little thing you do makes me smile. Hey.
Oh, my. And JC's doing a show is R&B dead. If you and Jay start singing, it's definitely going to die. Momo.
Why don't you be quiet?
I thought you had more laryngitis.
Rob Snyder, would you please?
I'm talking to Momo. I ain't even talking to you. I'm talking to Momo. I'm not even talking to you.
Away. Just go away.
Hey.
You're not supposed to be here tonight in the first place.
Just like
it's such a time. You're always in
How you doing, Momo?
Well, obviously,
it makes it clear. I'm good.
Hey,
I'm feeling a little better.
You know, see, that's how, you see how she's acting
sister,
now?
Rob? Are you a sister, Rob?
You tell she's a small brat, because, see, she's still trying to get some attention.
No, are you a sister?
She's still trying to get some attention. I don't even hear her talking.
Should we call
you Roberta? FOMO.
Maybe it's Roberta.
I hope you feel better.
Thank
you,
Rob.
Because
apparently your sister really don't care, because all she's doing is caring about herself. We hear you. We hear you in the background. We hear a bunch of mumble jumble.
I love my sister. She has
laryngitis
right now, so be nice to her.
I'm being nice to Momo B. That's my girl. That's my girl. If I needed somebody, I know I could depend on Momo B to be in my corner instead of somebody. You should have shut it down. So you
didn't shut it down.
How you doing?
It is a peaceful, amicable situation.
She'll
be okay.
No, it wasn't a peaceful, amicable, because you wouldn't be talking about it on the show right now. You came in the show.
Jay
went in my corner, and I'm a co-host, and I should have more respect than what I got, and he should have came in. Then it went to Momo, then it went to Ernest, then it went to everything else but what the topic was. They told you should have shut it down, and you didn't shut it down. You told her she wasn't a co-host, which that's the same line you use on everybody to call in. Okay, you're a co-host. All right. I feel happy for you.
Yeah, but I know when I respected something, and Jay didn't listen, but he listened to you, right? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, that's not what I said. There you go, trying to read my mind again.
I don't know what your deal is tonight. There you go. It's over. The conversation is over, darling.
But I was talking to Momo B, you kept talking. I was trying to talk to Momo.
I wasn't even talking at first.
You weren't? Hey, I can't hear this. I can't wait to hear this rewind. I don't think you stopped talking since the after hours.
Listen, let me tell you how much I'm not talking to you. Thank you.
Talking now.
Okay. I'm not talking. Get lost.
Well,
how about
that? That hurts.
Stop showing up at Christmas.
Oh, you got
strong. Which means that you are
strong. You want to flex your little tatas now. You want to flex them on the show.
That's the name. Rob Smooth. It's Rob Smooth.
Flex your little tatas now, huh? How you doing, Miss Perry? I hear a little gnat in the background. Y'all doing all right, ladies?
They are doing great. How are you guys doing?
Matter of fact, I'm going to hang up, too. You can talk to
him. You don't have to hang up. No, you can't hang up.
Bye.
I don't want you here in the first place.
I'm done talking to you.
Good night.
Hey, little brother, happy birthday.
Get out.
Sorry about my partner. Hang in there, and I'll give you a call on the backside. I'll let y'all listen.
Hey, Rob, are you single?
You don't have to worry about a truck stalker.
Don't worry about it. Leave me alone.
Single? Well, then get out. Get out of the sister to sister time. Get out, Roberta. Roberta.
See, that's why people mess with you. You see how you just threw that in there? That's why people getting your ass, because you try to sticky ass low. Trust me, you can't get me upset. Trust me. It'll take a whole much more than that little chatter you do to get me upset.
It's the only show you stay on. It's on sister.
Whatever.
But Rob, I do love you.
It's amazing how a person that has nobody wants to give somebody advice about relationships. Be quiet.
But I do. That's where you are fucked.
You're delusional. You're delusional.
You're delusional.
You're delusional.
Are you even married? Do you have children? Do you have anything? What do you have?
Are you married? Are you still sitting in that truck in the driveway? Are you married?
Ah, you want to talk about the truck in the driveway? Why don't you just let it go, okay? You didn't listen
are
to
you
the
married?
Preceding shows.
In order for you to ask me that type of question, you have to be in that situation. Are you married?
Are you married?
I'm asking you.
Are you married? Thank you.
Now you're going to ask the question with a question.
Are you married? Have you ever been married? Or are you just a player? Which one are you? Right.
You figure it out. Since you pull out your crystal
you
ball.
You figure it out. Or are you like
pull
the person on
ball.
Tim the Tool Man when the person on the other side of the
I think that's you. The only thing about it is when we see
because
you on the video, we wish you was the one behind
never show his
so,
face. He's like some ghost
that's right.
or something. Neither
that's right.
Will.
Only one that wants to know
that's
is
you. Or like the guy in Martin that just came and walked through the window pane.
That is me.
That's
me.
You.
That's me.
And then you just sneak up
boy,
on
it's amazing how you just
time.
Get. That's it's amazing
just
how
like,
you get so bold
so
after the show.
You
didn't even say nothing during the show. That's just so funny. I'm everyone that you say I am.
You are funny,
yep.
Roberta.
You are a
thank
funny.
You
well, if I'm Roberta, you Prince Odelia. So we have to be flipping. So are you Prince Odelia?
Oh, I'm really Princess Odelia, so that means you're
I said
really
Prince,
Roberta.
Not
wow,
Princess.
Right?
Are you dangling?
Are you? Oh, my God. This is so disgusting.
Okay, then. So all that Roberta stuff, you keep that in your back pocket, shorty.
Okay, shorty. Whatever. How do you know I'm short? I can be tall. Anyway.
I've seen the video.
Okay.
I've seen the video.
You don't know if I'm short at all. You've never seen me. You don't know.
It's
kind of an illusion of the video.
Yeah, okay, illusion.
It made me look like I was short.
That's what they
really
were saying when they was in England, too. Is this real or is this an illusion? But anyway.
They were excited about it. But I'm so glad that you joined on the Sister to Sister time, Roberta.
Well, I only actually called to talk to Miss Terry and Momo B. I just called in after you finished. No,
Why don't we talk to my sisters? I didn't even want you to keep talking like this. I wanted to talk to them because I didn't want to talk about me. I wanted to talk about something else.
I guarantee
you
cannot go through the show without talking about you.
Okay, sister. Okay, I'm not talking to you right now. Sister Momo and sister Sherry. Guys, are you there? You made them leave.
Hey, Jay, anyway, who is that lady anyway? Because I need to
I'm
get her
to you.
Anyway,
why are you
talking to Jay.
This is not
I'm talking to my little
show.
Brother. I ain't talking to you.
My
is
sister.
This a show or is this after hours?
My sister, this is a show. Are you even, you're completely clueless. Roberta, you can't keep coming like this. You need to at least know.
Okay, Prince O'Dealy. Okay, Prince O'Dealy. I guess that's what I'm going to address you as since you're trying to be funny.
Since you're trying to be funny, joining in on the ladies' show. Where is my sister? Anyway, I think you ran her off, and now she's going to be pissed.
No, I think you did. Don't try to put it on me.
Okay,
you did.
Sister! Okay, I'm going to be really
quick. See how you're not getting a response.
Miss Carrie, are you there?
I'm trying to tell you something.
Why don't you be quiet? No one wants
to. They trying
to
tell you something.
If you wouldn't
have
been
here. They tired of
hearing
you
left
the job.
If you wouldn't have been here,
talking.
The show would have been absolutely awesome, and then you show up. Just like you
it didn't sound like it was awesome
show.
To me. I heard was a bunch of whining.
And they always have to kick you off. And the only thing they do it to mess with
us. That gets
they let you on our
you
show.
Come up with something new. That's why that lady got in your grill. Because you say the same thing to everybody. You
I
ain't calling
you
no shots.
That lady
if
is,
I get
is,
kicked
she,
off,
she,
it's because I choose
lost.
To get kicked off,
doesn't
not
matter.
Because of you. Trust
that
me.
Lady,
it ain't because of you.
That lady is fine. I don't want to hear it. That lady is just a lost person. She's sad, okay?
You talking about me getting kicked off the show? I ain't talking about that lady no more.
No, okay, good. Well, then you need to get kicked off of this part of the show because this sister to sister time. And if you are not a sister,
well, at the rate
we're
going now, it's
two
dudes time.
Find your way. Get
lost. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You even sing inspirational, and it's killing my ears. That's not even soothing. That's sickening.
Get lost.
Oh, my God.
You are such an... That word. Did you ever watch Look Who's Talking To? When that little baby said, asshole. Asshole. That's you.
That's what you just said to that
you
lady.
Lost.
You didn't say it.
No, I mean, she's okay. I'm kidding with you. I mean, I'm not going to call her that. She's not.
No.
She's okay. I mean, she's fine. I really don't. You know, only thing I care.
Okay, we're not going to rehash it.
No, if I hurt someone.
Gotta go.
If I know
see
I
you later.
Hurt someone
talk
or
to
did
you
something
later.
Harmful, just hold on a minute. I'm talking.
No, I'm gone. Bye.
No, I'm talking
that's
to
the problem. I don't want to hear that. We're done. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to talk about that.
But you were just talking to
I
me.
Wish
I'm
Momo,
talking
look,
to
I wish,
right
I wish Momo B could talk right now.
She can't talk.
Really
she just doesn't want to talk because we're intruding on the sister to sister time.
Trust me. Now, I got a crystal ball, and it ain't
you
me.
You go ahead and go. Take
I
your
got
crystal,
a crystal
ball,
ball
and take
it's
a
not
hike.
Me.
Take your crystal ball and take a hike. Go somewhere,
please,
will you? Wherever you're from, Indianapolis, Bermuda. Where are you from, anyway? Mars?
Well, I'm not from Mars like you.
Is that a case? Listen, I wish you'd go. This is a beautiful evening, but I'd like to keep it.
Well, all you have to do is hang up the phone, and I'll be gone. Hang up the phone.
Come on, hang up the phone. It's my co-host show, and we need
there you go with your my co-host.
Okay,
you know what, all I have to do is make a call and say, hey, Jay, I'm ready to make come back on the show. Then what you going to do then? You aren't going to call me a co-host then?
You were never on the show. When were you on the Jay Ryle show?
So that tells you how much you know about the show that you own.
Actually, I do remember. It was way before my time, and I've been on for about
Thank
4
you.
Years.
Thank
too,
you.
So I don't know how much
Thank
weight
you.
You have, but it's not that much.
If you was on for 4 years, it was like you was a guest caller because you ain't been on that show for 4 years. Not as a host.
Okay, 2008. Let's see. I was on my
drunk,
radio
you
station.
You was a co-host.
Was 2008.
Yeah, there you go.
So 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 5 years plus.
So when did you officially get on the Jay Ryle show? Now, let's see
if
how
I was
much
on there
you know
in 2008,
yourself.
I was on... Oh, okay. You know what? It was 2010.
Yeah. See,
2009,
see,
2010.
You. There you go. I told you it's on that peyote and eating
are
mushrooms.
You
want,
what, are you on a
you
peyote
so
scaloni?
Delusional.
I wish, you know...
That's
I
not,
wish you'd
okay.
get lost from Alberta. I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm going to come up... Okay. Bartholomew. That's your new name. Every time I address you, all of
you. Can't even think of a nice, funny name. You better come up with something
that's
so
that's,
ridiculous.
And that's it. And that's because I'm talking to somebody that's so ridiculous. Now.
Oh, so you think I'm ridiculous. Is that it? You think I'm ridiculous?
Sick me.
Really? Why do you think that? Why do you think I'm ridiculous? And for those of you who are listening to the show,
I want
well,
you all listen.
You're happening to be
Rob
listening to
that.
Dr. Princess Adelia, and my sister Momo B is silent, and my sister
Terry is silent, and we have this preposterous person whose name is Rob Butterstews, who continues to intrude on our sister-to-sister time, proving him herself that she is worthy to be on sister-to-sister time, which tells us that instead of it being Rob Smooth today, people, it is a Roberta Smooth. Thank you.
Great.
Everybody, bow down.
That was really
painful.
That was really painful. Wow.
That was wonderful. Okay. That was wonderful. I love it. Woo! Do you like to dance, Rob?
Hey, I'm glad to see you beat those.
No, I just asked you a question. Do you like dancing?
Of course. Why?
I didn't ask if you like dancing. Do you go? Do you like go hang out right now and like sometimes go dancing?
No.
You don't? Why?
You know, bikini bobbers hanging out. I don't hang out with bikini bobbers.
What?
I didn't.
You don't hang out with bikini bar. What did you just say?
Bikini boppers, you know, it used to be scenes where adults could hang out, and now, you know, the youngsters that think they're adults try to hang out at those spots now.
So you're saying you don't hang out with bikini. Well, let me tell you, I tell people all the time, people always come to Detroit, because Detroit's like popping, especially downtown. We have so many great places for people to dance, have a good time, and just have some fun, and I love to dance. My friend's niece's birthday was the other day, and I went to the club, and it was so funny. We went to where she had her little party thing, so I went to the club or whatever, and I'm like, you know, they were giving shout-outs. They said, all right, everybody born in the 80s, say hey! So everybody was, hey! And everybody born in the 70s, say hey! They said, hey, all right, now let's party. And everybody went to dancing and doing their thing. And I said, well, hold up, wait a minute. What's up with
and you kids? Shut the show down and they put
the spotlights on you. What's
and
up
everybody,
with your CCs? No,
look,
no,
everybody
no.
stopped and watched you in the middle of the floor
dancing,
right?
I went up to the man who had the mic.
I
went up to the man that had the mic, and I said, excuse me. But you forgot about the 60s, baby. You better do the 60s. And he said, but you know what? You look like an 80s baby.
I knew you was going to make it about you. I knew it. Well, I know his ass is blind. I know he's blind. I bet
you
had cataracts.
Why are you in the club?
Or was it so
black? What are they saying about you in the club? What are they saying about you in the club, Rob?
That's what it was.
Are they saying, look at that man over there. He's so dang old. He know he can just sit himself down. Or is he saying, baby, you look like that 80s baby.
That's it.
What are they saying about you?
I'll put it this way. I guarantee I'll get more hookups than you. I ain't got to sit in the truck in the driveway.
Oh, man, that's just being a man. Depends on, I don't know what, and baby, let me tell you something. This is not a competition.
See, there you go.
It ain't a competition.
It's
a fact. Baby.
I'm telling you
this
fact.
It's a compete, darling. Listen, darling.
I'm telling
darling.
You
the fact. Oh, baby, I didn't want to go there with you. It is nothing to compete.
Uh-huh.
It's not even
I ain't trying to compete
title.
With you, trust me. That's a lost call. I wouldn't even be in the same room with you trying to compete, trust me.
Trust me, darling. How old are you? Are you like 82.
Jay-Z,
I told you 50
before
years
I'm
82. Old, or are you like 30
I told
something?
You before I'm 82.
Oh,
you keep asking. Yeah, I'm
82. How old are you?
82.
Come on, knucklehead. How old are you?
Oh.
82. Okay, whatever. I mean, I don't know. Who knows?
I'm the man behind the fence, the mysterious man in the window, or whatever the hell else you said. That's me.
Yeah.
So I'm
82.
That's you. So imagine me at 82 swooping you up. Right.
But you couldn't. Ha, 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 hell, you couldn't.
I know, but I have a better chance than the dude in the truck. I'm going to quit messing with you about that because, you know, I know that was a trying time in your life, so I'm going to leave that alone.
It wasn't.
But
it was.
It was all good.
And,
well,
and everybody hears
I
about
something.
It every time you bring up a relationship topic. That's the first thing that pops out of everybody's mouth. Are you still sitting in the driveway? So we already know that that was a trying time in your life. So I'm not going to bring it up.
Oh, yeah.
From this point on, I'll never bring it up again.
And you guys are so awesome and wonderful that you honestly just care so much. You just talk about it and run it all in the ground and talk about it all the time. And tell me that I'm still the person sitting in the driveway. So, of course, you guys love me so much.
Oh, we can talk about how I feel. See, there you go. Oh, we can talk about the glad bag at the door. I mean, you know.
That's how your phone's
messing up. One of those two stories.
Get out of the darn stock.
That ain't me. That's not me. That's you.
Who is it?
I feel like that since you've been on the show.
Is that me?
That's not me.
That's you, doggone it. You're trying to say that it's me,
no,
and
it's not
you.
Trust me, because when I was listening to the show, I was listening on my iTouch, and it was staticky when you first opened your mouth.
You know what? You would say that it was staticky the minute I opened
my mouth.
It was.
Go listen
and
to the archive.
And guess what? It was staticky the minute they saw your dang on number. I don't want to hear it, Rob, Roberta.
See, you need to go anyway.
That
doesn't work.
Have you realized that doesn't even work?
That doesn't work.
I'm acknowledging the fact that you're Roberta, though, Rob.
Yeah, I know. Okay, fine. I'm good.
I'm not going to talk about you anymore.
I appreciate it.
Can we both not talk about each other?
I think that'd be harder for you than it is for me. I gotta go. See you later. Have a good one. Take it easy, Momo B, Miss Perry. Enjoy the rest of your time with your little sister.
Wait a minute.
She's only five.
Hold on. Nobody, just leave. That's your phone. Goodbye. No, that's your phone.
That's your phone.
Can you just leave?
Can you hang up?
Does this remind you when you were skating, when you could skate before you had the fat belly and the ball legs?
I still skate.
Doesn't this remind you of that when you were skating with the ball? That is your phone, darling. Good night. Thank you very much. I'm glad you joined us. Good night.
I bet you go skate now. You break your hip.
Hey. Not when you see when you work out, you don't have to, you slim the chances of that. When you work out,
mm-hmm.
you're building muscle and doing things. It really
When's the
helps
last time you went skating?
Spot.
Since you're talking about skating, when's the last time you went skating?
Okay, can I be very candid with you? This is a moment of confession and time I must share. When I was little.
No childhood stories, please. I can't take it.
Please let me tell you.
Is anything like you kissing a dude through the screen window? I don't need to hear them. No, please. We don't want to hear those.
Can I please say something, though? When I was a little girl, my mother was very religious, and so was I because I was with my mother. Anyway,
right.
We weren't
so
allowed.
So you wore the little white dresses with the white patent leather shoes with the little fringy white
on,
socks.
Rob. Come on, Roberta.
I'm just asking. Is that, you have to set up the picture. Is that what you had on? The little white dress with the
ankle
socks?
This is the thing. When I was little, I wasn't allowed to, like, go roller skating because they had worldly, quote-unquote, music. And because they had worldly music, I didn't learn to skate.
So basically, what you tell?
Children,
oh, time out. I'm sorry. I have to.
I
before
did
you
not
tell
learn
the story,
to skate at all.
Can I interrupt?
So
I'm asking you. Can I interrupt?
When I became old.